this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President-elect Trump says one of his first orders of business upon taking office will be to slap stiff tariffs on all goods coming in from China. The goal, to force Beijing to crack down on fentanyl production and stem the flow of the deadly drug into the U.S. And White House correspondent Greg Hudson says there's more.
China is not the only target for Donald Trump's promised tariffs. He said he would sign an executive order imposing a 25% tariff on all products coming into the United States from Canada and Mexico. Writing on social media, he complained about ridiculous open borders and said on January 20th, he will sign an executive order slapping a 25% tariff on Mexican and Canadian imports. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Trump team calls a federal judge's ruling a major victory for the rule of law. The federal criminal case accusing Mr. Trump of trying to overturn the 2020 election has been tossed out. The dismissal came after prosecutors moved to drop that prosecution and the classified documents case against Mr. Trump. Justice Department policy shields sitting presidents from prosecution. Israel's cabinet expected to vote today on a ceasefire proposal with Hezbollah in Lebanon. The initial truce would reportedly last 2 months. Under the plan, Israeli forces would withdraw from Lebanon and Hezbollah would end its armed presence along Lebanon's border with Israel. DEI bites the dust yet again. Walmart, the latest and one of the largest companies to roll back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. A Missouri court has upheld a new state law that bans some so-called gender-affirming health care for minors. The state's Republican Attorney General says Missouri, the first state to successfully defend such a policy in trial court. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 7 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800, the number 4, Relief.
Right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. MediShare is the highest rated healthcare sharing ministry, and members save up to 50% or more on their monthly healthcare costs. Here's why now, too. If you join before November 30th and use the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. Could save even more. Call now. It's 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Five.
Good morning. It's 6:03. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Hey, good morning. Some rain has arrived. And looking here at the live shot right at Liberty Road, you can see the rain and the street light is coming down pretty good right there. So some standing water even in some areas already, and slow traffic, especially on the BW Parkway. That pace is really slow already from Arundel Mills heading down to Route 32. They're responding to the rain and now the heavy traffic through there. So we're going to have to watch it early. I would advise caution already on the JFX. You know, it winds down the roadway there as you're coming south on Northern Parkway. Anytime we get any rain, good chance for a problem there. The lanes are open. We're busy. No significant backup right now at the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cold front pushing through today will bring in a little bit of rain. Now we are going to be seeing these showers in the early going. Cloudy skies early and then gradual clearing. We'll get up to 62. Now for tonight, mostly clear. The overnight low 39 degrees. For our Wednesday, increasing clouds, high 55. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wow, what a difference between yesterday and today. 52 degrees already in Pikesville. Downtown Baltimore, it's also 52 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. One person dead after a three-alarm fire in Baltimore's Greektown neighborhood. Fire broke out at around 5 o'clock Monday evening in the 300 block of South Newkirk Street, spreading to three other homes and leaving seven others with smoke and water damage. More than 100 firefighters responded to the blaze, and the cause remains under investigation. City, state, and federal officials say Operation Tornado Alley led to 38 arrests on the recovery of drugs, guns, and cash in Baltimore. The four criminal organizations that were taken down operated in the 2,000 block of West Pratt Street, the 500 block of Millington, the 1,700 block of Lemon Street, and the 2,800 block of Edmondson Avenue. In announcing the results of the operation on Monday, authorities said law enforcement recovered more than 7 kilos of cocaine, 3 kilos of a fentanyl-heroin mixture, 110 pounds of cannabis, around 70 guns, and nearly $400,000 in cash. It's 6:05 on WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 260. Your pick 4, 0184. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
What if your child's friend was seriously injured playing in your backyard? What if a jury decides that you had failed to make the area safe or that you had failed to properly supervise the children's activities? Would your homeowner's insurance cover a lifetime of medical bills and custodial care? Or if you cause an automobile accident resulting in serious personal injuries or a death, would your auto insurance cover the entire loss? Homeowners and automobile insurance can always come up short, leaving your assets at risk. Wouldn't you feel better knowing that your life's work is completely protected no matter what? Learn how a family asset protection plan can make you Stouffer Legal safe. It's easy, convenient, and more affordable than you might think. View an online estate planning webinar, then request your free consultation with an experienced Stouffer Legal attorney. Don't go another day wondering if you're all set. Make your family Stouffer Legal safe. Start by visiting PlanBaltimore.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Slow start, fast finish.
Here is Hill. He gets the first down, and on he goes. Inside the 10, end zone, touchdown, Justice Hill.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on the call on ESPN. It was the longest touchdown run of Justice Hill's career, and it cemented a 30-23 convincing Ravens win on Monday night as John beats Jim for the third straight time, and the Ravens reestablished themselves in the AFC. After the game, head coach John Harbaugh in the locker room addressing his team on fighting back from 10 down early on.
10 points down. Nobody flinched. Nobody batted an eye. All right? Everybody just kept playing ball. Everybody kept trusting each other, believing in each other. Fought our way back.
The Ravens also committed to Derrick Henry, and it paid off. Tight end Mark Andrews on the Kings' performance yesterday.
It's huge. You know, if we can get Derek going, it feeds off everything else. And he's so talented, and, you know, our line is playing incredibly well. And for us to be able to get the run game going and get him, you know, kind of rolling was awesome for us.
140 yards for the King, 212 as a team, and the win leaves Baltimore at 8-4, now just a half game behind the Steelers, and a huge game coming up against the high-flying Eagles, who have won 7 in a row. More from the Ravens locker room at 6:35, and a fairly surprising offseason move from the Orioles. And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. It is a Tuesday, November the 26th, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Join the conversation this morning, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Christian Hagrick. Here are your top stories in this hour. Governor Wes Moore now casting some doubt on the MPRP project.
Unless there's adjustments, I don't see a plan moving forward. I have grave concerns with this, and I've had them for a while.
Also, in national news, Jack Smith's case against Donald Trump. Bye.
The Department of Justice made the right decision here following longstanding policy, and also not just the policy, but it's also in the best interest of the country, given Donald Trump's resounding win just recently.
Yeah, and top story here today, it has been dubbed Operation Tornado Alley, but they should have called it Operation Toothbrush, because Ivan Bates, the city state's attorney, teaming up with federal partner U.S. Attorney Eric Barron, and of course they brought the mayor and the governor and Kwesi Afumi along for the ride, because after all, politicians love to take credit when they're busting bad guys, right? Again, this Operation Tornado Alley, taking down four street gangs, 40 people facing charges, 65 guns confiscated, 10 kilos of drugs, cocaine, fentanyl included, approximately $300,000 in cash, as many as 15 vehicles used in suspected carjacking. So this is systemic. This is system-wide. Here is Ivan Bates with Eric Barron yesterday.
Now, I know I've talked about on January 3rd to bring your toothbrush. So since you don't have it, I brought it for you today. So what I'm going to say is that we all together want to ensure that the 38 individuals that we've indicted know that their toothbrush will be waiting for them.
We're taking our violent crime approach and strategy to the next level. So pack an extra toothbrush.
And it really is. It really is Bates and Barron in this particular case. The partnership of the city and the feds. Mayor Scott, they said this started off as a GVRS thing, but they wouldn't have been able to get to this scope because DEA helped pay for a wire, and that wire led to even more individuals being suspected. But Mayor Scott, of course, had to be there taking credit.
Today, we are gathered here to announce a takedown of four separate criminal organizations.
And, of course, Governor Moore globbed on.
The actions that we've taken make Maryland safer, from Western Mountains to the Eastern Shore and Baltimore City and everywhere in between. And we could not have done this work without the people to my left and my right and in front of me.
Yeah, well, what actions did you take? What actions did you encourage or did you enforce? None. Of course, here's Police Commissioner Richard Worley.
The individuals involved in this investigation range from the age of 16 to 61. They've been arrested more than 220 times, and 12 of them are repeat offenders.
So this is a great day. It's always good to take down this amount of the criminal element and dangerous drugs, guns, etc. My question is this. If you can do this kind of partnership, Bruce, with street gangs and criminals, why can't you do it with illegal alien criminals as well?
Yeah, one would think.
I mean, here the city working extremely well with their federal partners, U.S. Attorney Eric Barron, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the DEA. I mean, this is a slam dunk. So why can't we have that same cooperative effort when it comes to Tren de Aragua or MS-13 or other illegal gangbangers?
Fair question. Tom Holman just might have the answer to that, by the way. Just stand aside. 613, Talk Radio 680, WCVM traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Well, this promises to be a lovely morning.
Yes, yes.
It's already raining. It's dank. It's cold. At least it's not tomorrow, because tomorrow is one of the busy travel days. But it's going to be busy today. And already some slowing, as we mentioned earlier, on the BW Parkway southbound, down around the airport cutoff, down through Arundel Mills, and down through that area. So far, looking live at the Beltway, see the spray from the vehicles here at Pering Parkway. So it gives you the indication there's enough rain through the area. Things are a little bit wet as we get started. I just made a quick check through Annapolis. No problems raining at the Bay Bridge. But right now, we're clear from Sandy Point over through the Severn River Bridge, and then over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM Weather Channel forecast, cloudy today with scattered showers this morning. Gradual clearing later this afternoon. 62 today, and then overnight mostly clear and down to 39, and it starts to get colder as the weekend unfolds. Looks like we're going to get some rain into Thanksgiving Day, and then this weekend going to be very, very cold, in fact. Right now it's 52 in the city. And 50 in Annapolis. time for some one-liner news. Bird flu has been detected in raw milk sold in stores in California. Now, if you told me I was going to get bird flu from that cereal, if I'm eating my Fruit Loops.
The Toucan.
But I'm thinking I'm getting it from Toucan Sam and not from the milk. Special Prosecutor Jack Smith has moved to dismiss the election interference and classified documents cases against Donald Trump. And now that the charges have been dropped, they amount to absolutely nothing. Trump has got a new nickname for Jack Smith. He's calling him Jack Squat.
Yeah.
Some would have called him Jackass.
Exactly.
Some historian's going to take a look at Smith and write, or somebody writing a doctoral thesis at some college or university 15, 20 years from now, and they're going to say that this guy is one of the most political hacks ever to come across
corrupt.
The American system.
Absolutely corrupt, and I would think it's time for the prosecutors to be prosecuted if they have broken the law. South Korean man was convicted of trying to get out of mandatory military service by intentionally making himself obese. The one problem with that is they all thought it was Kim Jong-un. Kamala Harris rumored to be considering a run for governor of California. And to get there, Gavin Newsom would have to become senile and coronate Kamala as the new candidate.
Yes. Yeah.
Worked once before.
Yeah.
An article in The Telegraph claims that workplace holiday parties are ditching the tradition of hanging mistletoe. Because it's inappropriate to kiss co-workers under the mistletoe. They say at work parties you should be kissing your boss's backside.
Oh, yes.
Okay, instead.
That's why you wear mistletoe on your belt.
I knew it was coming. I should have wrote it down and predicted it, folks. And that's in the, if you're following along on the Microsoft Excel spreadsheet of the Chuck Whitaker jokes, that's number 132.
Well, that's a holiday joke.
That's right.
That's a different page.
It's a subcategory.
P. Diddy will be eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in jail on Thanksgiving. This year, everyone is thankful that P. Diddy isn't spreading Thanksgiving at their house, especially at the kids' table.
Yeah. Wow.
Too soon?
Too soon.
Yeah. A survey finds, which location do you think is the top first date choice for Maryland men?
Yeah. First date choice.
Yeah, and this will limit it to food places. So you get some idea. Like, and specifically fast food places.
Oh, fast food places.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A is the top first date choice for Maryland men, followed by Dairy Queen.
But Chuck's answer.
And then Burger King.
Yeah.
That leads you to Taco Prince. I have no idea why people would take their first dates to a fast food restaurant.
Well, because you want to keep it casual, you know. You
have pizza, you know, go to
pizza. Yeah, wouldn't make sense,
but,
yeah.
But a fast food place?
No. So wouldn't it be correct, though, for Burger King to have Burger Queen?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it would, Chuck. Is this another gig you're going to take on?
I was just suggesting Burger King.
Yes. And, of course, who would cook for them? Burger Chef.
Burger Chef.
There you go.
There you have it, folks.
We come up with everything here.
Now that we've solved that life,
really?
That life's mystery.
Thank heavens, we've solved that before Thanksgiving.
Remember yesterday you played in the clown car this
yes.
Deranged,
hateful
woman that was wishing PTSD on soldiers.
Right.
Well, one of our eagle-eared listeners, he took the challenge. I said, did you have a name?
Yeah,
and so we're about halfway there. She is on Twitch. And her Twitch name is Froga. Now, she recently was banned, and you might imagine why, because of the kind of hateful, venomous propaganda that she was pushing. But her real name is Morgan. Morgan is half white, half Lebanese. She's 27 years of age, a former public health science expert, before she ditched her career to then start streaming on Twitch. And she was pretty popular. She had, you know, tens of thousands of followers.
Hmm.
So we know her first name is Morgan, and we're now looking at seeing if we can find her surname. And it's amazing that on her Twitch website, there is no bullying, sexism, racism, homophobia, transphobia, or other hate-based chat, and be kind.
Be kind.
Yeah.
This is, if you missed it, this is a woman, she dropped the F-bomb literally every 2 seconds. It was an 18-second long bite, and she dropped the F-bomb 9 times.
Yeah, but that even worse.
Seconds.
Even worse, she was wishing PTSD on U.S. soldiers and no health care insurance for U.S. soldiers. And again, she's from Dearbornistan.
Big surprise.
And she's a big
surprise.
She's a big Hamas fan. and the folks in Gaza. So there you have it. We'll get our last name. We're still working hard. I want to say, I want to thank, a shout out to Mick.
Thanks, Mick.
Yeah, Mick did a great job in doing a little bit of a legwork. See, the I-team is a very, you know, we're all over the place. We got tentacles everywhere.
What kind?
Tentacles.
Right? Yeah, matter of fact, 11-icles. There's that many of them.
No kidding.
Sometimes 12-icles.
I heard you didn't have any. See, I walked into that?
He did. He took it. He hook, line, and sinker.
He didn't even know the damn door was
exactly. Exactly. He didn't realize he was being led to the slaughter.
In all fairness, mine are off being tested somewhere.
Yours are in a box.
All right. Must be a very small box.
You won't be needing those anymore.
Did I say matchbox?
All right. Matchbox.
Check that. See a couple. 620. Rescue Natural Supplements. It's Black Friday. It is the best sale of the year. Now's the time to stock up on all your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements, whether it's be the omega-3s. We have 7-8 different formulations and varieties. The LDLX Q10, which is great for reducing your cholesterol instead of those statin drugs, no side effects. These are all natural, by the way, and they're the most potent, powerful, and pure supplements on the market today. They're time-tested, and I've been taking them for over 15 years, and they've worked for me. And each and every Sunday we discuss it on Rescue Healthline with a physician of the day. And it's backed by meticulous research. And the way they put the products together is just, I think they're just the best on the market. So, again, if you're a Rescue user, you already know that. Now's the time to stock up. And if you've been thinking about taking a better approach to healthcare, maintaining your health, then now be the time to, again, save a ton of money on Rescue Natural Supplements today. 1-800-26-ALIVE is the number, 1-800-262-5483. No coupon code needed. You can save up to 80% on all Rescue Natural Supplements, or you can go online, res-q.com.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front. No managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it. We sell it. You profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
623 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Tuesday morning. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the weather's going to be the big story this morning. Enough rain now that the parkway is just crawling. I mean, coming up from Powder Mill Road, Capitol Beltway into the Fort Meade area, coming down from Arundel Mills and down to Route 32, just crawling. They're reacting to the rain. 95 south here in Prince George's County, approaching the Capitol Beltway already with the rain. The outer loop is backed up from 95 all the way around to the Mormon Temple. So now 95 south from Powder Mill Road, and in the right lane is backing up there at Cherry Hill Road. So in some cases early, it's going to be a very slow ride. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy scattered showers this morning, and we're getting some rain right now. Then later on this afternoon, gradual clearing, 62 right now. We are 50 in Severn and 48 in the Forest Hill here in the morning. We're talking about the big bust yesterday, Operation Tornado Alley, which I said should have been Operation Toothbrush. The partnership of the city state's attorney Ivan Bates, along with U.S. Attorney Eric Barron, is the key to focus on here. And we found out yesterday that they were talking about warning. They're sending a message. But before we get to that, though, this is interesting. Fox 45 sat down with Mackenzie Frost with an interview prior to the press conference, and it seems to me here in this clip that Ivan Bates is lobbying for Eric Barron to keep his job.
This could never have been done without Eric Barron.
Oh,
remember, Eric Barron. Again, he's been great in partnering with, again, this kind of Al Capone going after, you know, the criminal element with Ivan Bates. They've made a good partnership. But we just had Sheriff Chuck Jenkins on the air with us last week, in which he thought, I asked him point blank, do you think Trump should fire Eric Barron? He said yes. And the reason why is because of the way they went after the sheriff, Frederick Chuck Jenkins. And once again, this is the immigration thing, and this is Democrats. And Democrats they differentiate between crimes being committed by citizens or residents of cities versus illegal aliens. For some reason, it's just a blind spot. When it comes to illegal aliens, they're not looking to resolve the crime problem, and that's evident here as well. But when it comes to going after the sheriff and others, Eric Barron did that, and I think he got bad advice. Maybe he had a rogue guy in his office who was going after Jenkins, but it'll be interesting to see whether Trump keeps him or not.
Yeah.
Because that's a big thing. I mean, there was the defense attorney in the Sheriff Chuck Jenkins case said it was one of the worst and most egregious violations they've ever seen in going after a law enforcement officer. Anyway, they had a warning, both Bates and Barron, for other gangs, I guess the legal ones. That's sort of an oxymoron, isn't it? But the ones that are already in the country and haven't violated our immigration laws.
But I will say this, for those other organizations that want to go out there, don't think we're not listening, because we have this partnership. This partnership is only getting stronger. It's only growing. And that we've now been able to show what we can do, and we're going to make sure we come after you.
I don't like press conferences, and I don't like sitting down with media interviews. But it's important to do strategically to send a message to those who are at risk of doing illegal things that might drive violence or who are at risk of perpetrating violence, to communicate to them that it's not worth it. We will hold you accountable. Mm-hmm. Get an extra toothbrush.
They love that toothbrush thing.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing we mentioned here moments ago. I think the first problem to me is, why can't we partner with the feds in tracking down illegal aliens? And just if it were upon release from the jails, just call ICE and say, hey, we got a criminal. We can't hold him any longer. You got 24 hours. Come pick him up. And that's all you got to do. They're not asking you to go into the communities or anything, but they're not even willing to do that here in Baltimore City, in Frederick County, in Anne Arundel County, and in some extent Howard County. Eddie points out that of the 40 criminals arrested, the group has a total of over 220 previous arrests.
Wow.
Now the question here is, how have those who have been previously arrested able to obtain guns that were in their possession? Well, I think we know the answer to that. It is the illegal gun trafficking mm-hmm. that has been going on in the city and others for the longest time. So the question here is, if President Trump, and he vowed that he was going to fix the cities, and you can't fix the cities until two things happen. One, you have to severely and significantly reduce or impact crime, and then you got to fix the education system, which I don't even know if it's fixable now. You may have to tear it down and start from scratch.
I think all you have to do is introduce competition.
Yeah.
Introduce legitimate competition. And the schools will right themselves fairly quickly.
All right. Well, I think one of those is going to be, you know, whether they eliminate the education department under DOGE completely.
Yep. Or whether send it back to the states.
Or whether Linda McMahon then, swaps the focus and makes it more school choice and so on and so forth, and gets the federal government out of the local curriculums and so on and
yep.
so forth. Marty says, Wes, what's this? I heard no state agencies involved in these busts. That's a great point. Where were the state police in all of this? He says, West is too busy hanging with Jay-Z or campaigning for Kamala to care about the average Marylander, but he was there yesterday, along with Mayor Scott taking credit. And Marty wants to know, what do you think about Trump keeping Eric Barron? I mean, that's going to be up to Trump. Now, look, if he's a good guy and he's, the positives outweigh the negatives, but then again, Trump is very close to Sheriff Chuck Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Chuck Jenkins is going to be in his ear the next time he talks to Trump about U.S. Attorney Eric Barron. So, look, it's a step in the right direction here. But why we get these, it seems like once a quarter, we get these big announcements, right, of big busts. And we're all talking about it here this morning.
Yeah.
And everybody's going, positive. Everybody's feeling good. And then we'll, for the next 2 months or 3 months, we'll go right back down the rabbit hole again where crime is just it's a game, folks.
Yeah.
It's a game they play.
That's what the IRS does right before tax day every year. Find somebody prominent that you can go ahead and make scare the hell out of the rest of us.
Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Authorities said that law enforcement recovered more than 7 kilos of cocaine, 3 kilos of fentanyl heroin mixture, 110 pounds of cannabis, around 70 guns, and nearly $400,000 in cash in these various busts. Those implicated in the case are between the ages of 16 and 60, and they face charges that include drug possession, carjacking, and conspiracy to commit murder. City police investigating a South Baltimore shooting. Officers called to a home in the 1100 block of Scott Street. At around 5:30 Monday evening, they found a 53-year-old man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. The victim was taken to a hospital. He is in stable condition. According to the preliminary investigation, the victim was shot during the argument with a roommate who fled the scene. Digital Harbor High School was closed yesterday after a weekend break-in and vandalism caused extensive damage to several classrooms and common areas. Damage to the school included dozens of broken windows and broken doors, and repairs began on Monday. Investigators believe the break-in happened at around 9:30 Sunday night. Anyone with information about the vandalism should please call school police. Baltimore Ravens will be opening their official pop-up flock shop Wednesday, just in time for holiday shopping. The shop was located inside M&T Bank Stadium at the entrance of Gate A. It'll be open Wednesday, Friday, Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m. Ravens say the store will include the largest selection of men's, women's, and youth items in the city. Shoppers will be able to find a variety of styles from Salute to Service to Darkness Falls and Purple Rising while supplies last. And the House Minority Leader Jason Bucknell has entered a plea after being charged with a DUI and Cumberland traffic stop. He entered an offered plea, which says basically, you got enough, but we're not going to go to court. WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes is next.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. I just want to put in my 2 cents regarding the flagrant crime and anarchy, including murders, in our cities today. The people perpetrating these crime scenes are sick. They suffer from heart disease. Their hearts are not right with God. If they had a personal relationship with the Lord through His Son, Jesus Christ, it's hard to imagine them doing this. And it's sad to say, but as long as there's sin in the world, these events will continue. It's been like this since the Garden of Eden when Cain killed his brother Abel. Because bad guys will always find a way to get a gun or a knife or a baseball bat. We'll never outlaw criminal activity. But we can protect ourselves against it while we continue to preach and teach God's word of love, forgiveness, and reconciliation. In the meantime, think defensively. Jerusalem built a wall around the city for safety. President Trump wants a wall on the southern border to keep out the lawbreakers. Common sense should be obvious. 6,000 years of history have proven otherwise. This is Pastor David Lewis with a moment of truth.
Lottery numbers from last night, pick 3, 260, pick 4, 0184. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a report of a minor wreck on 95 at White Marsh Boulevard. I've been looking around so far. I haven't seen it yet, but we have rain there as well. So we'll track that down. Baltimore City Fire just went out. They're heading to a wreck at Dundalk Avenue and O'Donnell Street over on the east side. Now, with the rain, the heavy traffic has arrived, going into both the Harbor Tunnels, moving slowly. Slowly, no incidents right now, but heavy traffic south on 895. 95 is beginning to slow at the top of the hill towards the Keith Avenue ramp. And, of course, there's some very heavy rain and now some thunder and lightning just west of the immediate metropolitan area. And it's coming in from the west. So we'll keep an eye on that. Heavy rain will be arriving soon. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cold front pushing through today will bring in a little bit of rain. Now we are going to be seeing these showers in the early going. Cloudy skies early and then gradual clearing. We'll get up to 62. Now for tonight, mostly clear. The overnight low 39 degrees. For our Wednesday, increasing clouds, high 55. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, Lowe's Rewards members. Beat the rush at Lowe's. Join my Lowe's Rewards for free and get exclusive access to Black Friday doorbusters on Thanksgiving Day online only. Now at 11:28 only on Lowe's.com. Members only. Doorbusters end midnight Eastern Time. See Lowe's.com/terms for details while supplies last.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A lot of questions coming into this game for the Ravens, not the least of which was how would the Ravens offense perform coming off a dismal performance against the Steelers and against the stout Charger defense that was allowing a league low 14 points per game? Well, the answer was simple. Just give it to the King.
They're going to give to Henry. He's got it easily and still going. King Henry down twisting inside the 35.
Joe Buck on the call, 27 of Henry's 140 yards on the night. That one on fourth and one from the Ravens' 40-yard line to keep a drive alive, and Baltimore would go on to pound out a 30-23 win over the Chargers in a game that sounded closer than it was. In the Ravens' locker room after the game, Harbaugh gave credit where credit was due.
How about fourth down conversions? We had three fourth down conversions, right? And the guy ran like crazy. How about Derrick Henry for two?
And the King gave credit where it was due as well.
I'm going to give all the credit to everybody up front who blocking, man. The unselfishness y'all have, bro. Only reason why I got those is y'all sold out. Y'all did y'all job for me to do my job. Love y'all, boys. Let's get ready for this weekend.
140 for the King overall, 212 on the ground, and the rambling, gambling Ravens, they went for it on fourth down three times and made them all, are a half game behind the Steelers in the AFC North. Tough news for the Chargers in the game. Former Ravens running back J.K. Dobbins exited in the first half with a knee injury. He did not return. Orioles news, the team rounding out its coaching staff and not tendering a reliever. Birds announcing that former catcher Robinson Chirinos has been hired as bench coach. Buck Britton has been elevated to major league coach. Also, the team not tendering dependable right-hand reliever Jacob Webb. So now neither Webb nor left-hander Danny Coulomb will be around in 2025. On the ice last night, the Caps snapped a two-game losing streak without Ovi. A nice 4-1 road win over the Panthers. Recently acquired Lars Eller lights the lamp for D.C. The time now is 6:36. When we return, Bruce Elliott with a perfect week.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
So before we get to the Friday football pick'em and Bruce's perfect week, it is interesting to note now that December football starts next week. Okay. So the contenders and the pretenders start to get weeded out from one another.
Yes, they do.
The Chargers are okay, but they're a pretender. They don't have playmakers on defense. I know J.K. Dobbins was out of the game for most of the time yesterday, and that could have been a difference maker. But they don't have playmakers on defense, and their offense on the outside, the receivers are not really good. When you look at the Chargers' record this year, they're 1-4 against teams with winning records. They play teams like the Panthers and the Giants. They kind of beefed up on that. So I think it's time
that you separate the wheat from the chaff.
Exactly, yeah. And we saw that last night. Now, as far as we're concerned, Sean and I, we both had good weeks. You and I, 3-1, but Bruce was perfect at 4-0, so he makes a move. He's one game behind me for the lead, and Sean, you're mopping up the rear here. You're still five games behind the lead. So,
okay,
yeah, not a lot of time.
It gives you great pleasure, doesn't it?
It sure does, Sean. You have no idea. I love this part of the show. In fact, I pay you to do it.
Yeah, I might take it over next year. Who knows? to the loser goes the spoil. All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So you can say Lawfare is DOA for the time being.
Jack Smith's case against Donald Trump, well, it's been put on hold. Question is, was it a good idea in the first place?
Smith did not go quietly into that night. I expect that he did get a lot of different opinions, hoping for the right one. But the OLC, this office that handles such questions, has long taken this position. So it would be doubtful that they would change it here.
Yeah, and that's Jonathan Turley. He went on to say, by the way, that the Smith case was badly constructed. It was full of constitutional errors. And for Smith to continue to pursue this showed a certain amount of hubris.
In Smith's case was riddled with constitutional problems. When the Supreme Court reached its immunity decision, it was clear that he would have to pare down his indictment. he really didn't do it. He largely just repackaged it. And some of us said that we thought that it was not enough, that if he ever did go to trial, he could be reversed just on that basis.
Period. And that was actually, frankly, pretty likely. I mean, Jonathan Turley is always just a bit of a soft sell because he has to be because he's a constitutional lawyer and we are not. Kelly Urban is one of the legal experts over at Fox News. And she said the Smith case, the moment that immunity case came down, it was dead in the water.
LLC concluded that the prohibition on the federal indictment of a sitting president is, quote, categorical. And so that's why we knew this was coming. The Department of Justice made the right decision here following longstanding policy, and also not just the policy, but it's also in the best interest of the country, given Donald Trump's resounding win just recently.
So in other words, Donald Trump's win changed the dynamic of these legal cases rather substantially. I think the only one left around is a New York case, and that is going to fall of its own weight.
Today? Sometime.
Yeah.
Today is supposed to be the day that Judge Marchand up in New York is going to rule, allegedly, on the sentence if they don't dismiss altogether.
Yeah, and that also is all tied up with individuals who are serving in the Trump administration, and untangling that particular Gordian knot is something that I think legal experts are saying it's almost impossible to do. You can't take somebody who is working for Donald Trump and try to figure out exactly when a conversation took place. Was it the day before they began to work for Donald Trump as president of the United States? Was it the day after? Untying that stuff is a legal morass, and it's probably not worth the effort and the time to go after it. One more from Kelly Urban. She says that from the get-go, from Jump Street, these cases by Smith, and frankly the case in New York as well, they've been very weak legally.
When you are coming at a former sitting president and the possible future president, you have to be so incredibly careful, and you better, your case better be lock solid. I mean, there's no chance of it getting overturned. There's no novel legal theories, none of that. And in the January 6th cases, that just wasn't true.
Yeah, it wasn't true at all. And one of the things that does now enter into this, Sean, is interesting to note, there's a statute of limitations on these on the Smith cases. It'll expire before Donald Trump is done with his term in office. Will there be some shenanigans going on here? Will Smith try to say, well, you have to extend the statute of limitations? It's not unheard of, but it's extraordinarily unlikely.
Well, there's a couple of things. One, I read Jeff Clark's great analysis of this yesterday on X. He's the former acting attorney general, and thought he'd make a, either great at the FBI or in the as a deputy AG, whatever. But number one, Smith dropped the charges without prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
If you drop them with prejudice, it's over. Can never be brought back again. Without prejudice, you can still let the clock tick, and when Trump leaves office, you can reinstate the charges.
That's double jeopardy.
No, because he never had a verdict. You can be charged, and they can drop the charges, and they can charge you again. If they have a trial where there's a verdict rendered, then it would be double jeopardy. That's number one. Number two, as soon as the Supreme Court ruled on the immunity, a Supreme Court ruling takes precedence over
everything.
Office of Legal Counsel opinion.
Yeah.
That's what Smith is basing his dropping without prejudice. And third, this costs the taxpayers $50 million. So where do we go to get that money back now? I think it's time to investigate Jack Smith and the people that trumped up this lawfare against the president.
Well, actually, Chuck Whitaker has that kind of money in pocket change. We could ask him just as a favor to the country. I'm sure he'd step up. 6:43, right, Chuck?
Oh, I'll step up, all right.
With his hand out.
Trafficking with on threes, Chuck.
Passing out my business cards to say if it's free, it's for me. Wait a minute. Here comes a rescue box. Hold on, man. Hang on a second.
All right.
I think I have one of those business cards, too.
Interloop between 19 and 20. So that's Interloop 795. Just came in. Okay. You heard it as I heard it. All right. So let me see if I can get this camera over here. Just dispatched Interloop between 795 and Reisterstown Road. The outer loop with the rain is already slow, and it's stacked up beginning at 795. Interloop at Green Spring, Parkville side of the Beltway, Hartford Road. Be on the lookout for that with the rain as well. City Police with the accident. Dundalk Avenue at O'Donnell Street. Montgomery County, there's an accident south of Frederick. Trying to get it to the shoulder on I-270 southbound at Route 80, but this new wreck, again, just coming in from the inner loop, reported between 795 and 140 at Reisterstown Road, so keep an eye on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather channel says we've got scattered showers and rain falling throughout the area this morning. A little later on this afternoon, it'll clear up. And 62 right now, 50 with rain in Columbia, and it is 50 in Pasadena. Time to head over to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Burrell Johnson.
Now, it is well known throughout the Midwest that the old man is a turkey junkie, a bona fide golly turkeyconus freak.
Today is National Cake Day. Do you have a favorite type of cake?
Two. My wife's carrot cake is extraordinary.
Yeah, I had that. It is very good.
And the German chocolate cake, a good German chocolate cake, also just love it.
Okay.
Her carrot cake is just, it's heaven.
Right.
And plus, it's vegetables.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Get your daily mix.
It's carrot.
Chuck, do you have a favorite?
Yellow cake, chocolate frosting.
Yeah, that was big in my house. I like the chocolate cake with the vanilla buttercream icing, and that my mother used to make that. Oh my God, that, you talk about slice of heaven. I think it'd be gone in like a day and a half. 7-Eleven rolls out its 2024 holiday menu, including peppermint mocha cappuccino, peppermint mocha cold brew latte, cookie butter croissant.
Yuck.
And a holiday donut. Raised donut top with white icing and red and green sprinkles at your participating 7-Elevens. Red Robin celebrating the 2024 holiday season. They have Oreo candy cane milkshake and the Tipsy Santa cocktail. They're also offering a $10 cheeseburger deal at Red Robin. I have to find out what's in the Tipsy Santa cocktail. Maybe a little too much eggnog there.
Maybe.
Fortified. Eggnog.
And your eggnog, bourbon or rum?
I like the rum.
You like the rum, yeah.
Yeah.
Chuck? Southern Comfort.
What? No Bailey's?
No Bailey's?
No Bailey's and eggnog.
Yeah.
Well, I like Bailey's eggnog.
Bailey's eggnog, that's what I'm saying.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's fine. Drink that straight. Don't, no nothing.
Right.
Right out of the bottle.
Chili's is teaming up with Reese's for the first new dessert in a decade, the peanut butter pie.
Oh.
Yeah, so Reese has been making news all year with a deconstructed peanut butter cup, and now the
deconstructed peanut butter cup.
Yes,
here, have a piece of chocolate. Here, have a jar of peanut butter.
They make a kit where you can make your own peanut butter.
Yeah, I know.
Really good stuff. And then there's the chocolate lava.
Charge you a premium for not doing it themselves.
Chocolate lava big cup. You think it would cost us just as much to put the darn thing in a kit as it was to make it and wrap it. Who knows? But that's available at Chili's right now. Burger King's first ever advent calendar, 31 days of deals and perks, is out right now.
Boy, isn't that exactly the spirit of advent?
Right. You know, each day you get a different deal. And a guy by the name of Peter Canaro, he bought a sub shop when he was 17 years old. $125,000. He got a loan from his football coach. He wasn't even old enough to legally, basically, slice cold cuts at this Point Pleasant, New Jersey sandwich shop, which was called Mike's Subs. Mr. Canaro then turned Mike's Subs into Jersey Mike's. And now it just sold for $8 billion.
Wow.
$125,000 loan, $8 billion, Jersey Mike's. How about that, folks?
Is he going to repay his coach now?
Yeah, I think he could. With interest.
With interest.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple?
All right, I'm looking for this wreck. Heads up on the beltway.
Right.
Not sure yet which side, 795 area.
Well, you said it was in a loop.
Yeah.
Who that?
Didn't you say it was Inner Loop?
Well, that's the initial report.
Oh, okay.
All right. Is it by a plaza?
So the initial report was inaccurate?
I don't know. That's how they give it out.
Okay.
And you know every time I tell you, there sure comes a fire department now up the Inner Loop.
Oh, I see.
But that doesn't mean it's on the Inner Loop. That was the first report.
Are the cameras aimed in that direction?
Bruce, I used to like you. Are you off tomorrow?
No, we're both here.
We're both here, man.
Off on Thursday and Friday, as are you. So,
yes, I know. God, I can't stand it. Give me one more.
Right,
I'll let you know.
All right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. We'll hear it in about 4 minutes or so here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. But this, the, you know, this This has got to stop. I mean, here's the thing. I'm not out for revenge or retribution. I just want to have our justice system made whole again.
Yeah.
The corruption, the lawfare, these people that abused and weaponized, and this includes the persecutor, as I call him, Jack Smith, and all the J6ers, Matt Graves. I think President Trump should call out Matt Graves by name and says he will be fired on day one and cast a pall over any other future J6, because they're still prosecuting people for J6 all the way up until Inauguration Day. So I think it's crucial that every single one of these people that weaponized, that abused their power, that they be held accountable. And that, as I think was a Bannon saying, now the hunter is now shall be the hunted, and the prosecutor shall be prosecuted if they have violated the law.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important. Because otherwise, if there's no accountability, that's what this is about, then they're going to do it again. When Trump leaves office or the next time, they're just going to do it again unless their feet are held to the fire. 6:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And Glen Burnie Transmissions wants you to know that if you're in the market for a new tranny, you got to come see them. You got to come see either them or, you know, they've teamed up now, which is an amazing kind of thing. After all these years, Jim Jennings Transmissions and Glen Burnie Transmissions, they have teamed up to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business now for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing, there's great financing available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions, 410-766-8500, or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700, or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
The Great One, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Oh, it's the chemistry issue. Oh, it's... No, it's not. It's the Jewish issue. The Democrat Party has a Jewish problem. A significant percentage of that party hates Jews. And it's about damn time Jews who are registered Democrat better wake the hell up, and they better wake the hell up fast, as well as all America.
That's number one.
Mark Levin, weeknights, 7 to 10, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Let's not forget that there was collusion going on within the White House with all of these lawfare cases. They lent prosecutors up in New York to Alvin Bragg's prosecution of Trump. Hopefully that case will be taken care of and dismissed today by Judge Juan Merchan, who is a political animal, not a judicial one. Don't forget Phony Willis and her lover, Nathan Wade. Remember, he went to the White House and had meetings with Joe Biden and his team. He was charging $250 an hour. So why would a state case have to go to the White House and consult with them or collude with them? So we have collusion at the state level, Georgia and New York, and now of course with Jack Smith and Merrick Garland. He's another one that ought to be looked at with put under the microscope.
Now think about this. He could have been a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
Be a living
scary thought.
It really is. 6:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes on 795 on the inner loop of the Beltway and the outer loop of the Beltway. Anywhere there's a camera and anywhere there's a plaza, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Just so you know, I will now report what is going on.
Thank you.
It looks like the wreck, the equipment, some of the equipment has just arrived here. There's some stuff going on here. Just basically, one more thing. Hang on. Okay. They're pulling up on the outer loop just after 795 in the median. So there are a number of flashing lights there. A little bit hard to see with the rain, but there's equipment there in the left-hand lane. I still have not seen anything. The inner loop is moving okay, even up to the ramp at 140 up at Reisterstown Road. I'm still looking around just to make sure we didn't miss anything, but it looks like now that it may be on the outer loop between 795 and Liberty Road. So that's where the backup is. We'll go with that for the time being. I-95 northbound, new wreck there at Route 175. City Police with the wreck at Dundalk Avenue at O'Donnell Street over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Weather Channel forecast is going to be cloudy, scattered showers this morning, and then gradual this afternoon will be clearing up a bit. 62 for the high overnight, mostly clear. 39 for Wednesday, cloudy 55, rain Wednesday night, unfortunately, into Thanksgiving Day, and then it gets much colder this weekend. Right now, light rain 49 in the city, 52 under cloudy skies in Annapolis. Amid the controversial MPRP, that's the power line transmission project, snaking through a proposal of Baltimore County, Frederick County, Carroll County and Frederick Counties, rather. We've been covering it. It's been in the news. As you might imagine, people are really upset. Property owners, farmers, landowners, etc. And finally, he was hiding under his desk for most of the last 4 to 5 months. Governor Moore on Friday put out a statement in which he said concerns about how the study area for this project were determined, lack of community involvement in the planning process, lack of effective communication about the impacts of this project. I have grave concerns about this project. Well, Fox 45 caught up with Governor Moore yesterday, and he even cast more doubt on whether or not MPRP will be able to go forward.
Unless there's adjustments, I don't see a plan moving forward. I have grave concerns with this, and I've had them for a while.
All right, let's focus in just for a second on the word adjustments. Mm-hmm. Because that is the caveat here. This is the asterisk.
What adjustments is he
talking
about?
What adjustments need to be made? And I gave a little bit of a hint in this next clip when he's talking about, he puts more doubt on it, but he still wants to meet with the players.
Well, I'm looking forward to sitting down with PJM and PSCG. I want to hear what is the plan. And I know there's nothing in front of the state right now, but I do want to be very clear. Unless there's a real process change, I do not see how it moves forward.
Now, PSAG is the public services enterprise group. They are the ones tasked by PJM, the regional grid operator, in the coming weeks to hear more about this plan. But remember, neither PJM or PSEG have the power to invoke eminent domain. This would have to be a state agency. Or it's one of its instrumentalities. So again, Public Service Commission, they have the power to put it to a stop. Maryland Department of Environment, whatever, or Energy, has that power. Governor Moore has that power. He is the governor of the state of Maryland. He can say, no, we're not going to do that. I'm not going to use eminent domain and take people's land. And here he says he's going to be standing with who? The people.
I don't understand how the study area was pulled together without the level of both state and community involvement that was necessary. I don't see how. I still am not certain what the benefit is to Marylanders. And I'm going to stand with the people on this, and I'm going to stand with Marylanders.
But at the end of the day, when you look at it, this is the governor created this mess. The governor and progressive Democrat energy policy. By the way, my new favorite show that's streaming out right now is called Landman. On Paramount. Billy Bob Thornton is just now. Obviously, there's got a lot of profanity in it. So if you don't like profanity, you're not going to like the show. But if you can put that aside,
yeah, Billy Bob Thornton's brilliant though.
He's
an actor.
He's brilliant in this role, and he's brilliant overall. But in this particular role and boy does he go off on because he's an oil guy.
Yeah.
I mean in West Texas they drill for oil, and he basically I researched. I looked up a lot of his claims. Maybe if I we'll get the clip. We'll play it for you tomorrow. It was in this last Sunday's episode. But they talked about we are nowhere near being able to use solar, wind, hydroelectric, or electrical power to power the needs of this nation. Nowhere near it.
No.
We're a 120-year petroleum-based economy. That's what's been going on. And we don't have the transmission lines for all electric and all this other stuff to go to the major cities. And we won't for the next 30. If we start building today, we won't have it for 30 years.
And each generation of high tech draws more and more power. I mean, it's idiotic to think that in California they said, let's mandate electric vehicles. And, oh, by the way, you can't charge it because we're out of electricity. I mean, this is where the country is. We're just not as aware of it right. as places like California.
And it's interesting because the Sierra Club put out this article earlier this year that's saying that PJM has thwarted Maryland's coal-free ambitions while costing Marylanders millions. And so, again, this is all this. We got to get rid of fossil fuels, this green energy. It is not the way to go. They want to take away our gas-powered cars, and now they want to take away our farms, our properties, and our homes and estates. And Governor Moore is the one man who can stop MPRP. Ball's in your court, sir.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. What a difference an election makes. Donald Trump no longer under federal indictment in the January 6th Capitol riot case.
A federal court in Washington dismissed the 2020 election interference case against Trump at the request of the Justice Department. Special Counsel Jack Smith cited DOJ policy that prevents the prosecution of a sitting president. Smith also asked a U.S. District Court to remove Trump as a co-conspirator in the classified documents case. On social media, Trump blasted the cases as empty and lawless and proclaimed he persevered against all odds and won. Greg Clugston, The White House.
And once he's back in the White House, Mr. Trump planning to wield tariffs as a weapon in the war on deadly fentanyl and illegal immigration.
Donald Trump said his promise to sign executive orders imposing a 25% tariff on all products coming from Mexico and Canada is aimed at preventing drugs and migrants coming illegally into the United States. He claimed that Mexico and Canada have the power to easily solve this problem. Mr. Trump also said that China has not done enough to stop drugs such as fentanyl coming to the U.S., and that he will charge an additional 10% tariff on all Chinese products coming into America until the flow of illegal drugs stops. These tariffs will affect trillions of dollars worth of goods.
The BBC's Sarah Smith reports that Israel's cabinet is set to take up a proposed Lebanon ceasefire with Hezbollah. Expect to hear more on that later today. Another U.S. business is dumping DEI, and this time it's a big business. America's largest private sector employer, Walmart, says it's had enough. Out goes so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion. What will the federal government do about DEI under the Trump administration? Stay tuned. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 60 points, NASDAQ futures 39 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage. Not available in all states.
Bible.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Some more equipment is pulled up to this wreck on the outer loop after 795 in the median. So everybody's off the roadway at that point. But in the meantime, you'll have some flashing lights there. And of course, they're looking at it. And with the rain, the backup is back to 795. There's a new wreck southbound I-97 between the Beltway and 648. I'm not sure if there's any road blockage or not. Haven't had a chance to look at it, but I see the backup, though, stretching back to the ramp at the Beltway as you're going south on I-97. And keep in mind, they had a minor wreck about 30 minutes ago northbound I-95. 65 near the ramp at Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cold front pushing through today will bring in a little bit of rain. Now we are going to be seeing these showers in the early going. Cloudy skies early and then gradual clearing. We'll get up to 62. Now for tonight, mostly clear. The overnight low 39 degrees. For our Wednesday, increasing clouds, high 55. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's not bad outside right now, but it's not spectacular either. Currently, temperatures 49 degrees in Aberdeen right now. Downtown Baltimore is 54 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 7:04 on WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott, and all the news continues. These headlines being brought to you by Stouffer Legal, where you can sign up for one of Stouffer Legal's weekly online workshops at planbaltimore.com or call 410-645-PLAN. That's 410-645-7526. Maryland House Minority Leader Jason Bickell has entered a plea after being charged with a DUI in Cumberland. Bickell entered a Alford plea, acknowledging there was enough evidence to convict without admitting guilt. The judge offered Bickell probation before judgment and supervised probation for 2 years. He must also undergo a drug and alcohol evaluation and complete any recommended treatment. Washington County Highway Department says there'll be a temporary road closure for the annual turkey trot out in Hagerstown from 8:45 Thursday morning until around 10 o'clock in the morning. A number of roads closed out there. If you're thinking about heading west for that, please make sure you know which roads are open and which closed. One person dead after a three-alarm fire in Baltimore's Greektown community. Fire broke out at around 5 o'clock Monday evening. The 300 block of North South Newkirk Street spreading to three other homes, leaving seven others with smoke and water damage. And city, state, and federal officials say Operation Tornado Alley led to 38 arrests and recovery of drugs, guns, and cash in Baltimore. The four criminal organizations that were taken down operated in the 2,000 block of West Pratt, 500 block of Millington, 1,700 block of Lemon, and the 2,800 block of Edmonton Avenues. It's 705. Lottery numbers, 260. That's your pick three. Your pick four is 0184. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Are you Stouffer Legal safe? Have you viewed Stouffer Legal's online webinar where they teach you how to keep your stuff and the control of your stuff in your family and not under the control of doctors, courts, and lawyers? Have you scheduled your free estate planning consultation with a Stouffer Legal attorney who will learn about you and your family's situation and discover whether your estate plan is all set to accomplish your objectives? Stouffer Legal removes the mystery from estate planning by teaching you how to protect your stuff while you're here and your loved ones after you've gone. And they offer free consultations with an experienced attorney who will lay out your planning options so that you can choose which estate plan is right for you and your loved ones. Go to planbaltimore.com to view their estate planning webinar, then request your free estate planning consultation. Take the next step towards peace of mind and family protection. Visit planbaltimore.com today. That's planbaltimore.com so you can be Stouffer Legal safe.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
No Roquan, no problem for the Ravens defense last night, as after a shaky start, Baltimore held Justin Herbert and the Chargers offense in check the rest of the way, on their way to a 30-23 win over L.A. High on the list of heroes was Malik Harrison, who replaced Smith in the middle and silenced the naysayers.
It all feels good. You know, it's a lot of people that doubted me come to this game, so, you know, I'm happy that, you know, I was able to, you know, ball out and, you know, show them that, you know, I can be in this league and I can play at a high level.
And full disclosure, I was actually one of them, the run-stuffing Harrison with a team-high 13 tackles. And after the game, the defense getting high praise from the head coach.
Defense, after the 10 points happened, you guys gave up 6 points. Mm. 6 points until that very last drive. All right, you shut those boys down. That's a great job. How about Zach Orr for the whole team? Yeah!
Zach Orr and the rest of the defense getting the game ball, and the rest of the coaching staff now back to work as we speak. They landed about an hour ago. Saquon Barkley and the league's leading rusher and the Eagles come to town Sunday at 4:25 p.m. On the ice last night, the Caps over the Panthers 4-1, and on the hardwood, local college basketball, UMBC with a big win over Howard 95-77. Bryce Johnson with 28 points for the Retrievers. Coming up at 7:35, don't look now, but robots are coming to the MLB.
be. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're at hour number two. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Appreciate it. On your way to work or wherever you happen to be listening, we certainly thank you for joining us here on The Morning Drive. And you can join the conversation and debate and discussion at 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Here are your top stories coming up this hour.
Later on this hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, attacks on Tulsi Gabbard. Is she qualified or is she a Russian agent?
I do think that we have a real deep concern whether or not she's a compromised person. And frankly, the U.S. intelligence community has identified her as having troubling relationships with America's foes.
And why is the U.S. intelligence community after Tulsi? Well, this might be the reason.
These labs need to be shut down immediately, and the pathogens that they hold need to be destroyed.
Yeah, period.
U.S.-funded biolabs in Ukraine and elsewhere.
Boy, I tell you, Deep State is coming out against her, against all the other Trump nominees that they view as a real threat to
their Except for Marco Rubio, for some strange reason.
Not yet. No, I mean, I figure he's on the list.
He's part of the IC.
No, I think that sooner or later, they're going to go down the list and try to pick them off one by one. And I think Donald Trump is going to draw a line in the sand and say, no, you got Gates and that's it, folks. We're moving forward. All right. This is a fascinating story, and it's a continuing story, and we'll watch it as it continues to develop. And that is DOGE. You know, this commission put together by Donald Trump, headed by Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk, to actually find some efficiencies inside the federal government. Vivek yesterday said, we want you to understand fully what we are all about is not hanging around here for a long time. We're going to come in as business people. We're going to do a job, and we're going to see how we can shrink the administrative state.
The people we elect to run the government, they're not the ones who actually run the government. It's the unelected bureaucrats in the administrative state. That was created through executive action. It's going to be fixed through executive action.
Yeah, in other words, it was created by a president. And this is another president who's going to say, nope, we're simply not going to ask for funds for you. That's it. There's no funds to pay for what you want to do. Sorry, you're out of business. Vivek went on.
We expect mass reductions. We expect certain agencies to be deleted outright.
Wow. Now, that has got to send a chill or two down the spine of some individuals in Foggy Bottom, for example. Marjorie Taylor Greene is not going to be working as the head of a parallel congressional committee that actually is authorized to take some of these recommendations and move forward on them. And she says that, look, first of all, the waste. She just asked, where's the waste? She said, the waste. It's everywhere.
It's all over. Every single government department, program, grant programs, contracts, it is everywhere. And so when we look into a deep dive into this massive problem that's caused America to be $36 trillion in debt, we're going to have to go into all kinds of buckets.
Yeah, all kinds of buckets. We'll specify what some of those buckets are. She has a list she'll share with us during this half hour right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. That is coming up in a couple of minutes following the MAGA update. Right now it's 713 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, that area of the Beltway over on the northwest side, the wreck was on the outer loop, and it looks like there may have been activity also on the inner loop north of Liberty Road, because now the inner loop is starting to come to a slowdown, and maybe they were looking at the incident that was on the outer loop. So right now, very slow, 795 down through Liberty Road towards I-70, and now coming up from I-70 and up to the ramps at 795 and through that area. There's not a lot of traffic coming north from Liberty Road, so it indicates there is an additional problem right in that area. Haven't seen it yet, but I do see the impact. The wreck on I-97 southbound is before 648, blocking the left side of the roadway. Delays on I-97 back into the area of the Beltway. And now we have a new problem, Fort McHenry Tunnel. Southbound, right tube, right lane, blocked, and the report is of an accident in the tunnel on the right side. So one lane of the tunnel is open in the right tube. Both the left-hand lanes are open, or both the lanes are open south into the left-hand tunnel. And you know, very quickly, we're going to get a backup towards O'Donnell Street, Eastern Avenue. 895 will back up towards Pulaski Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM weather channel forecast, scattered showers throughout the morning drive here this morning. Then gradual clearing this afternoon, 62, mostly clear tonight, 39, the expected high. And right now, 50 and light rain in Glen Burnie, 49 and raining in Parkville. Time now for a MAGA movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And to every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
All right, as you've heard by now, Jack Smith, the persecutor, moved to dismiss both cases, the J6 and the Mar-a-Lago documents case against President Trump, after Trump announced he was going to go to scorched earth and fire his entire team of prosecutors in about 55 days. So he was going to be left without a staff, a man with nobody else to work with. So, case dismissed, but it was without prejudice, meaning they could bring it back maybe at the end of Trump's term. Doubt that will happen, but we'll see. Trump did announce 25% tariff on all products from Mexico and Canada until illegal alien invasion has been stopped, and will impose additional tariffs on China over fentanyl production, which has been plaguing and poisoning hundreds of thousands of Americans. Prior to this, Trump had announced his universal basic tariffs in an online video.
My agenda will tax China to build up America. The heart of my vision is a sweeping pro-American overhaul of our tax and trade policy to move from the Biden system that punishes domestic producers and rewards outsourcers to a system that rewards domestic production and taxes foreign companies and those who export American jobs. They will be rewarded, and rewarded greatly, and our country will benefit. To achieve this goal, we will phase in a system of universal baseline tariffs on most foreign products. On top of this, higher tariffs will increase incrementally depending on how much individual foreign countries devalue their currency.
Yeah, so that's brilliant, because what happens is when you put tariffs on their products, countries like China and others devalue their currency.
Right.
And so Trump goes, okay, you're going to do that? Here's my move. And now we're going to raise the tariffs even higher. So now a lot of people are worried about trade war and so on and so forth, and costing us more and inflationary. But look, he did this with selective tariffs in his first term, and we did not have the inflationary triggers that they all warned us about. And look, Trump is focusing on foreign companies. If we make it here in America, we're okay. If it's made outside of America and they try to send it, you know, like EVs, which are flooding, Chinese EVs are going to try to flood our market. They send them to Mexico where they're made there, and they send them into the country. That's not going to be tolerated.
As tariffs on foreign producers go up, taxes on American producers will go down, and go down very substantially. And that means a lot of jobs coming in. Not only will this system end our gaping trade deficits, and they are massive right now, and bring back millions of American jobs, it will also bring trillions and trillions of dollars pouring into the United States Treasury from foreign countries, and allow us to invest that money in American workers, American families, and American communities.
And the big one is he is going to eliminate our dependence on China. And he's also going to make sure that China's not allowed to buy our farmland, our agriculture, set up near our military bases, etc. And the shot has been fired across the bow.
In addition, as a matter of both economic and national security, I will implement a bold series of reforms to completely eliminate dependence on China in all critical areas. We will revoke China's most favored nation trade status and adopt a four-year plan to phase out all Chinese imports of essential goods, everything from electronics to steel to pharmaceuticals. This will include strong protections to ensure China cannot circumvent restrictions by passing goods through conduit countries, countries that don't make a product. But all of a sudden, they're selling a lot of product. It comes right through China, right out of China, and right into our country.
Yeah, bingo. Yeah. So that is, the tariff policy, which, by the way, Milton Friedman, the great economist, was in favor of tariffs. That's the way this country started.
Yep.
Is that we put tariffs on excise taxes, et cetera, on foreign-made goods coming into the market. And right now, Americans are in love with the Trump transition. 59% approve of the transition and the cabinet.
It's even better in young voters.
Favorability surges by nearly 20 points with young Americans in a YouGov poll. 57% of Americans aged 18 to 29 now hold a favorable view of Trump with young Americans. And by the way, he moved every state more to the center or to the right. Top five states, California with nearly 2 million more Trump voters than last time. Florida was number two, Texas three, New Jersey four, and Illinois was number five. Maryland, it's a blue state, but nearly 200,000 more Trump voters this time versus last time. Imagine if you didn't have a people like Lockdown Larry and Swampy Rhino Republicans, being the skunk at the party. The worst jurisdictions, Delaware, sad to say, and D.C. Moved the least. But they did move some Trump voters. Just 55 days to go to the inauguration.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
Oh. 7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Joining us now on the hotline is Steve Friedman, the counselor from the law offices, Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. How you guys?
We are fine. You all set for Turkey Day?
Can't wait. Very excited. I've been fasting for the last few days. So I've been eating like crazy. It's all good. All right, so this morning I want to talk about a situation that arises from time to time. This is when a client's involved in an accident, auto accident, and the at-fault party alleges the accident happened because he suffered a medical emergency. So then the question becomes, does negligence still apply if the at-fault party suffered a medical emergency? Well, the short answer is no, it would not. But the at-fault party has to prove that there was a medical emergency, and they're going to need to prove notice and that we would have an opportunity to investigate those circumstances. So I just had a case that settled last week that dealt with this issue. So here are the facts of this one. My client was on Ritchie Highway in Glen Burnie. He was passing through the intersection with B&A Boulevard. He had a green light when the defendant makes a left in front of him. T-bone accident, really, really bad accident. Both cars demolished. My client's taken by ambulance to Anne Arundel Medical Center. He's diagnosed with a fractured right wrist, suffering from neck and back pain. He's a mechanic, so he couldn't work for about 3 months, so he's got a lot of lost wages. Never been in an accident before, very healthy. Does about 4 months of physical therapy. Once he's completed treatment, as always, we send in the list of specials to the at-fault party's insurance company. Now, they deny coverage, saying that there was a medical emergency, that their insured had a heart attack. And therefore, it's not negligence. So we had no other evidence. So we filed a lawsuit so that we could further investigate through discovery. You know, did the at-fault party have a medical history? Was he on notice of this medical issue? So we filed suit in the circuit court. We go through interrogatories and depositions. And it turns out at deposition, I was asking him questions about his medical history. And lo and behold, not only had he had an accident before after suffering a heart attack, but he had various heart issues, and was supposed to be taking medication, which he was not. So after the deposition, the insurance company promptly settled with us because this person was on notice. Their insured was on notice about their medical history. So, you know, as always, as in all of our cases, we fight like heck for our clients to the end to make sure they get the best settlement. So it's important. If you've been in an accident, folks, do not wait. Call us, 410-363-6848. You can't take the word from the insurance company, please. So, all right, hope everybody has a phenomenal Thanksgiving, Sean. Be safe, eat a lot of food, enjoy, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, Steve, and again, to Rachel and your family, happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, sir, appreciate it.
All right, that's the Law Office, Michael A. Friedman, maflaw.com.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCVM, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the right lane of the right tube is still blocked with an accident in the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And here goes the gridlock. Now, with the rain, we're backed up all the way back towards the city-county line. That's 95, if you can get to the left-hand tunnel. Both of the lanes are open there. Long delay, 895 now. Took the hit. They're backed up to Moravia Road. 35 to 40-minute delays now coming south into both the harbor tunnels. The new wreck on the Beltway was there, as we said. Inner loop north of Liberty Road, right side of the roadway. That's the report right now. And it looks like we're going to be back up on the Beltway coming up from I-70 and from the ramps at Route 40 up through that area. The outer loop is looking at it, so we still have a delay there. The rest of the Beltway still reacting to the rain. The heavy rain has actually moved up to the north and east now, working its way up into Harford, Cecil County, northeastern Baltimore County. So the heavy rain is starting to move away, at least from the area right around the city-county line on the west side. I'm going back. I'm just changing the camera here. I want to get a look at this wreck. Southbound I-97, the wreck is still there, still crowding the left-hand lane before 648 with a backup to the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM Weather Channel forecast, we've got rain throughout the area this morning, scattered showers, gradual clearing this afternoon, and 62. Overnight clear and 39. Tomorrow cloudy, 55, and then rain, of course, Wednesday night through Thanksgiving Day, sadly to say. Right now, rain 51 in Ellicott City and 50 in Middle River. Just saw this headline in the Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter, and only in Maryland, Bruce. Key Bridge Rebuild Contractor recommended itself for millions in contracts for a peer project, audit says.
Only in Maryland can that be allowed to happen.
What a shock.
How about that, folks?
More from Marjorie Taylor Greene on the level of padding inside the federal government.
We'll be looking at everything from government-funded media programs like NPR that spread nothing but Democrat propaganda. We'll be going into grant programs that fund things like sex apps in Malaysia, toilets in Africa, all kinds of programs that don't help the American people.
Yeah, it's fair to ask, if it's not helping the American people, why are we spending money on it? And when it comes to PBS and National Public Radio, you know our feelings on that very clearly. And she says, well, there's a major problem, though, that we've yet to address.
It's not just contracts. Let's talk about federal employees that haven't showed up to work ever since COVID. We have thousands of buildings that the federal government owns and pays for with over $15 billion a year. But yet those government buildings sit empty and these government employees stay at home still to this day. This is the exact type of waste, fraud, and abuse, and failure, honestly, failures.
Now, this is what might happen, according to Conservative Mama. She's online. She's fun to watch, fun to follow. If one of these employees gets the word that, hey, you got to start showing up at the office again.
So I'm hearing that they're going to make us start coming to work. Like, going into work, like, leaving home and going in. Like, I'm going to have to get dressed and drive there. And I'm gonna have to deal with traffic. I mean, the stress that this is going to cause me. I'm not going to be able to watch The View when it comes on. I'm going to have to wait till I get home after work and watch it. And lunch. Do I have to pack a lunch now? I mean, come on. I may just quit. I think that's going to be the only option, is just to quit.
Okay. That works for us.
She's hilarious, by the way. Next time you're on social media, go to Facebook and enter Conservative Mama. She posts some truly hilarious stuff. One more from Marjorie Taylor Greene. There's one other area that really has to be addressed. We set up programs, and these programs stay in place forever. I mean, long after they have any purpose for being, the program still exists. The subsidies still exist for a particular organization or industry. The prohibitions still exist for another. I mean, I'm not sure, but there very well could be government regulations now on the length and size of buggy whips.
There are so many government agencies and government programs and contracts that their cause, their purpose has expired and they're no longer needed. And the American people shouldn't have to pay for them, but yet their budgets get reauthorized year after year.
Year after year after year.
Well, she's right about that. Yeah. Remember William Proxmire's Golden Fleece Awards?
Oh, yes.
And Tom Coburn? We've had members of Congress try to do this in the past, never been able to get it done. I think this time we will. Joni Ernst has published a list of the $2 trillion that DOGE is going to save. And here's a little factoid for you. For every $1 billion the government spends, $102 million of it is waste. So, I mean, that's why we're in such a hole that we are in. And she identifies all sorts of stuff, like the ghost workers that you were just talking about, $16 billion a year. The Biden EV charging stations and the broadband has cost us $50 billion a year in waste.
That's insane.
It is insane. Just all sorts of different... just the fact that we're coining money, it's costing us money. It takes 3 cents to make a penny. It takes 11 cents to make a nickel. We got to start thinking.
Something has to be changed.
Yeah, something's got to be changed here. Read it. It's at her Substack, Joni Ernst. Check it out. It's worth your time. 7:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. One person dead after a 3-alarm fire in Baltimore's Greektown neighborhood. Fire broke out at around 5 o'clock Monday evening, the 300 block of South Newkirk Street, spreading to 3 other homes, leaving 7 others with smoke and water damage. More than 100 firefighters responded to the blaze, and the cause remains under investigation. Red Cross is assisting residents whose homes were affected by the fire. City, state, and federal officials say Operation Tornado Alley led to 38 arrests and the recovery of drugs, guns, and cash in Baltimore. The four criminal organizations that were taken down operated in the following areas: the 2,000 block of West Pratt, 500 block of Millington, 1,700 block of Lemon Street, and the 2,800 block of Edmondson Avenue. City police investigating a South Baltimore shooting. Officers called to a home in the 1100 block of Scott Street about 5:30 yesterday evening, where they found a 53-year-old man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. Victim was taken to the hospital. He is in stable condition. According to the preliminary investigation, the victim was shot during an argument with a roommate. The roommate then fled the scene. Digital Harbor High has closed yesterday after a weekend break-in and vandalism caused extensive damage to several classrooms and common areas. Damage to the school included dozens of broken windows and broken doors, and repairs began on Monday. Investigators believe that the break-in happened around 9:30 Sunday evening, and anyone with information about the vandalism should please call school police. And the Ravens are going to open their official pop-up flock shop tomorrow, just in time for the holiday shopping. It's going to be open from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m. Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday as you head into your holidays. It's 7:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. In 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. I just want to put in my 2 cents regarding the flagrant crime and anarchy, including murders, in our cities today. The people perpetrating these crime scenes are sick. They suffer from heart disease. Their hearts are not right with God. If they had a personal relationship with the Lord through His Son, Jesus Christ, it's hard to imagine them doing this. And it's sad to say, but as long as there's sin in the world, these events will continue. It's been like this since the Garden of Eden when Cain killed his brother Abel. Because bad guys will always find a way to get a gun or a knife or a baseball bat. We'll never outlaw criminal activity. But we can protect ourselves against it while we continue to preach and teach God's word of love, forgiveness, and reconciliation. In the meantime, think defensively. Jerusalem built a wall around the city for safety. President Trump wants a wall on the southern border to keep out the lawbreakers. Common sense should be obvious. 6,000 years of history have proven otherwise. This is Pastor David Lewis with a moment of truth.
260 is your pick three. 0184, your pick four. And now at 733, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
All the lanes are back open now at the southbound side of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So the accident that was in the right tube has been cleared now just in the last couple of minutes. But we're not going to improve anytime quickly. We're going to still be backed up all the way back through the city-county line. And 95 may actually back up towards the bridges at Chesico Avenue. And in that area, 895 took the overflow traffic, a big hit there, and 895 was backed up towards Moravia Road. The Beltway on the west side coming up from Route 40, they're looking at an accident up at Liberty Road, and right at Liberty Road's not doing very well at all. The accident is reported on the right side. The backup starts there between Liberty Road and 795, goes all the way back to Route 40. The outer loop is looking at it. We're slow with the rain on the Beltway at Green Spring and on the Parkville side. The wreck is still there. They're in the median, I-97 southbound in Ferndale at 648. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cold front pushing through today will bring in a little bit of rain. Now we are going to be seeing these showers in the early going. Cloudy skies early and then gradual clearing. We'll get up to 62. Now for tonight, mostly clear. The overnight low 39 degrees. For our Wednesday, increasing clouds, high 55. Giampino from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
How are you preparing to protect your family from the increasing crime? The Byrna Launcher can stop an attacker in their tracks. Don't compromise on safety. Byrna is legal in all states. No background checks or permits required. And it's shipped to your door. Visit Byrna.com/radio for 10% off your purchase.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Huge play, which basically turned the game around last night for the Ravens, was the touchdown catch by Rashad Bateman in the corner of the end zone. Ravens were trailing 10-7, ball at the LA 40 with 32 seconds left to play in the first half.
Good protection, aired out, Bateman downfield, and he has got it for the touchdown.
With Christian Fulton draped all over him, Joe Buck with the call on ESPN. That score by Bateman gave the Ravens a lead they would not relinquish and paved the way for a 30-23 win. After the game, John Harbaugh acknowledging another big Ravens play.
How about a career-long 51-yard TD run? Justice Hill!
And Hill in the postgame on what he saw on that touchdown run, which was indeed a beaut.
Just green grass and great blocking, and so I mean, it's just my job to go and get it in the end zone. And so, man, the guys get a great job blocking, and I just help get it in there, man.
Big plays from sources that you may not necessarily consider, guys like Hill, Bateman, and Malik Harrison on defense. The win puts the Ravens just a half game back of the Steelers in the AFC North, and it sets up the showdown. Baltimore, Philly at the bank, Sunday at 4:25. Here's some high school football news. Dunbar going for its fourth straight state title. That's not news, but a consistent part of those winning teams has been offensive lineman Josh Blackston. Well, Blackston made Baltimore City Public Schools history yesterday as the first Baltimore student athlete to be named to the Under Armour All-American team. Blackston will represent Dunbar and the city of Baltimore in the Under Armour All-American game Wednesday, January 3rd in Orlando. The NBA has now joined the NFL in issuing warnings to its players regarding home security after a spate of home robberies slash invasions when they're playing. In a memo from the NBA to officials for all 30 teams that was obtained by the AP, the FBI has connected some burglaries to transnational South American theft groups, is what they're calling them, that are reportedly well-organized, sophisticated rings that incorporate advanced techniques and technologies. Wow. The time now is 7:37. When we return, robots are on the way.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com.
Lorien Makes Assisted Living makes sense.
Bruce and Sean, you guys mentioned this yesterday. They're calling them transnational South American theft groups, and we know all about them in the news in general, but now they're hitting players and sports leagues.
Yep.
Crazy. As far as robots are concerned, MLB apparently will test robot umpires as part of a challenge system during spring training at 13 ballparks. That's going to host 19 teams this coming spring training. So that'll be February mm-hmm. of 25. And it could lead to regular season use in the year 2026. Now, MLB has been experimenting with the automated ball strike system in the minor leagues for 5 years, since 2019. But now apparently it's on the way to the majors.
I can't wait to start the first chant, kill the bot, kill the bot.
But how will a manager argue with a robot? That's what I want to know.
Let's take the humanity out of sports entirely.
Does this start? Because I've often wondered in the NFL, a lot of these referees, man, they look like the game is passing by. They can't keep up. They're older. They're overweight.
Yeah, they can't run.
Outside of the Hockeys, a lot of them are just not in shape. So might we get instant replay or the review might be done by robot in the future?
If it works in baseball, it's a copycat. Well, I was going to say it's a copycat league. But it's a copycat sports.
Yeah, you're right about that. Very good. Thanks, Gary. Yeah.
Although I see some of the refs this past, I can't remember which game it was. I saw one of the refs running step by step on a very long run. I mean,
there are a few.
Yeah.
But most of them are.
Yeah. Sean Hockley, Ed Hockley's son, he's fit.
Right.
He's ready to roll. But a lot of them,
Yeah. No, they just.
They got to hang them up.
They're a line judge for a reason. Okay.
and here you have another potential business for you, Stein Sports Fit. You know, you can get referees and get them into condition that you think is satisfactory to be in the majors.
Me? I'm going to do that?
You're going to do that.
Okay. Keep bringing those donuts in. He won't be Stein Sports Fit.
So more work for me, Bruce, right? More work.
Doing our very best.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Gary. James O'Keefe, he started with the new NIH tape series. These are undercover stings of NIH employees. The first one caught in the dragnet, Raja Cholan, Chief of Health Data Standards Branch, U.S. National Library of Medicine at the NIH. And here is what he was caught saying undercover.
What do you think about the NIH now that you were working there?
Probably shouldn't be, saying this out loud. They might have funded a lab in Wuhan, China, to, make COVID. And Pfizer and Moderna are just getting a bunch of money from all these vaccine mandates.
Raja Cholan is with the National Institute of Health.
For other vaccines, like measles or whatever, you have to go through several rounds of approval. But these were accelerated through the approvals.
Do you think that the mRNA vaccine is safe?
I think we're all going to learn when it's too late.
I think that's important, the lack of effectiveness of the vaccine product.
Like the 6-foot rule, remember that? Like, that wasn't based on any real evidence that did anything. It was completely made up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just wow. What have we been saying from day one? Here's an NIH employee. Major revelations. Number one, they might have funded a lab in Wuhan. Pfizer and Moderna getting a bunch of money from all these jab mandates. Of course, Fauci lied under oath.
Yep.
Said they never funded it. Remember Rand Paul going after him? He lied under oath. He's a snake and a scoundrel. Number two, that the jabs don't stop you from getting COVID. They don't. We're going to be learning about the dangers of the jab when it's too late. Okay. Number three, they didn't go through the proper testing that most vaccines against measles, et cetera, go through. They were fast-tracked, and they were shortcuts that led to major health problems for Americans. And finally, the protocols, they made them up. They made them up, the 6-foot distancing, the masking, the double masking, et cetera. Folks, we were gaslit by our own government. So who now is the main purveyor of disinformation and misinformation, I ask you? And there's more. O'Keefe's not done yet. Wait, folks. No. This is just tip of the iceberg. Tulsi Gabbard on these funding of Wuhan. What about the biolabs that are dealing with deadly pathogens in Ukraine?
Here are the undeniable facts. There are 25 to 30 U.S.-funded biolabs in Ukraine. According to the U.S. government, these biolabs are conducting research on dangerous pathogens. Ukraine is in an active war zone with widespread bombing, artillery, and shelling, and these facilities, even in the best of circumstances, could easily be compromised and release these deadly pathogens.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that? And she, this is the reason why she's being branded a Russian asset, by the way. The intelligence community is pushing back against her because she's speaking out and saying these labs need to be shut down.
These labs need to be shut down immediately, and the pathogens that they hold need to be destroyed.
You know, she's right. As you know, that 6-foot rule, you go into the men's room, it says stand back 6 feet. Well, I tried, but I could at most do like 3.5. Yeah. So it was messy.
Never seen that sign ever.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
No. I don't know what men's room you're going into.
You go into the men's room and there are these signs on the floor. It says stand back 6 feet.
Rest area 95.
Yeah. Really, any of them. You try to stand back 6 feet, man. You can't reach from there. Traffic and weather on the three.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Brother, Chuck. There's too many lines here for Charles, I can tell you.
Yeah, just move along.
Oh, my God. Hold on now. I had to take a deep breath. We're brought to you as a service. Oh, wait a minute, my copy fell down. Brought to you as a service. Unbelievable. A Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. If you're sitting on 895, you're going, what in the hell is going on here? This was a wreck that didn't even occur on 895. It was a wreck in the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're sitting here at Moravia Road, pretty much dead stopped. So that's right there. Then 895 slows all the way from there into the Old Harbor Tunnel. That's a long delay. 95 is crawling as you're working your way south from Moravia Road and from the city county line. Like you said, last check, all four lanes moving into the tunnel. But we were backed up long enough with the right lane closed that we're just out of sight. And with the rain and the very heavy traffic, this is at least a 45-minute delay, if not longer. New wreck, outer loop of the Beltway, Route 702, backed up towards the Chesico Avenue Bridge. The inner loop right lane was still affected with the wreck above Liberty Road. That backup is all the way back, probably now, back to Edmondson Avenue and Frederick Road. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, belts, hoses, antifreeze, and more. But get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Chance for you to grab a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug. That is the prize up for grabs today. And just be the first call to reserve your spot, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Your Weather Channel forecast. We start off with rain and scattered showers early this morning, continuing on to this afternoon. We'll gradually clear out of here. 62, mostly clear tonight, overnight low of 39, and then tomorrow it'll be cloudy and 55. Sadly, we get some rain moving into the area Wednesday night, which should extend into Thanksgiving Day. So, and then the rest of the weekend's going to be much chillier. Highs in the upper 40s, and we might dip down into the upper 20s in some areas over the weekend. So cold front moving through. You got an extra room there in the new house there, buddy?
I do. I got an Airbnb.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
So what's the going rate right now?
For you, $995.
All right, very good.
$995?
Correct. A day.
Wow, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was $9.95, like $9.95.
You didn't see the asterisk.
Oh, but, I didn't.
But, yeah. Do you put a mint on the pillow or anything?
A mint?
Yeah.
No, I have a surprise for you, Bruce. For your
I'm not sure I want to know.
I got it from the rest area, 95.
They put something in the pillowcase. Right now, 52 in light rain in Severn, and it is a 50 in Pikesville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And our contestant today, Eastern Shore, Billy in Sudlersville. Good morning, Billy.
Hey, Billy.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last today?
I'm going to go first.
All right. Good luck to you.
Stepping up.
Here are your stories. Story number one, a controversial art piece called Comedian has been bought by a prominent cryptocurrency entrepreneur. after laying out millions for a banana duct taped to a wall. It sold at auction in New York for $6.2 million. The entrepreneur says he will eat the banana after shelling out $6 million for it, duct taped to a wall. Story 2, Time Magazine is out with its finalists for Person of the Year. They include Elon Musk, Susie Wiles, the campaign chief and now chief of staff for Donald Trump, Volodymyr Zelensky, and Liz Cheney. The winner will be announced next month. And story 3, how bad are things at CNN and MSNBC? So bad they both recently were beaten in the ratings by the Hallmark Channel.
Wow, that's rough, man.
One has to wonder how CNN justifies paying Anderson Cooper $20 million when people would rather watch Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
I understand. Look, they're working on a second script, okay, for Hallmark. They're brand new scripts due, I think, in 2027.
Right. Travis and Tay-Tay decorate the tree. All right, is this story one? Guy pays $6 million for a banana duct taped to a wall and now is going to eat it. Story two, Liz Cheney, one of the finalists for Time Magazine Person of the Year. Or story three, CNN and MSNBC just got beat by the Hallmark Channel. Billy.
Well, story two, Liz Cheney just really...
That bothers you, huh? On so many different levels.
Yeah, I mean, everybody else on there I'm all for, but I don't know. I guess Time Magazine. I'm going to stretch it today. I'm going to go with number two.
All right. Billy goes for story number two, using the stretch tactic. Kristen.
Okay.
Stop it, Chuck. Lon Chaney. Go ahead, Kristen. Right.
Werewolves and Linden.
Both the cryptocurrency world and the art world are strange to me, so I can see that being put together and being true. And, yeah, what have I been saying all these years? People prefer Hallmark. There's more truth there. So I will say number two, because usually Time Magazine doesn't like to celebrate someone evil like Elon Musk is now or Susie Wiles. So I'll say two also.
Okay, Bruce?
I think the idea of paying $6 million for a banana to get go is a little strange. I think that's fake news.
Are we going to go back to your office now and see a bunch of fruit duct taped to the wall?
I actually have a banana on the desk right now. I'm getting some duct tape.
Is it duct taped?
I will get some duct tape and we'll sell it later on.
And you're going for?
Number one.
Number one.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck.
My question is, if she's Lon Chaney, was that before or after the makeup?
Yes.
There was makeup?
Werewolves in London, man.
Yeah, werewolf.
Did wolf. You say two?
Two, please.
Yes. All right, nobody wants for story number three. That, of course, is the Hallmark beating CNN. That's true. 100% true. Story number two is our fake news story of the day. Billy, you are a winner.
You're at Chinese, Billy.
All right.
Congratulations. Your stretch strategy did work.
The strategy.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure I went before Chuck.
Yeah.
Why is that a fact? Is that a fact? I got it right too, smart ass.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you don't want to go downwind of Chuck.
Hey Billy, what Major League Baseball great was from Sudlersville? Wasn't there a Major League Baseball player that was it Al Kaline?
I live on the road named after his mother.
And the road name?
Fox.
Oh, Jimmy Fox?
Fox. Yeah.
Jimmy?
I live on Del Fox. Well, Del okay. Fox Road.
All right, so maybe that's Jimmy Fox then, right?
Jimmy Fox, that's it.
There we go. I knew somebody was from Sudlersville.
Yeah, okay, Lyme was from South.
Yeah, I'm what they call a chicken necker. I haven't lived here long.
A sticking to what? What are you saying?
I'm a chicken necker.
Oh, I thought you said you were sticking something. I was scared.
All right, Billy, we'll put you on hold before we get in any further trouble. Thanks for listening. Congratulations.
Any further trouble.
You are a winner.
Vinny. You lost. And.
Yeah, I know. Vinny Steele. is your real estate expert. Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Once you engage with Vinny, you both sit down, talk about asking price, time frame, and you agree, and you sign the contract, your home is sold. Guaranteed. Because once you agree on the asking price and time frame, if it doesn't sell for your asking price in that time frame, Vinny buys it from you directly and will pay you in cash. And he can do that because he's got a database of tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. And that is the track record Vinny has had over these years. It's not some proprietary secret. He just has this database, works really hard, and is going to work with you to sell your home. So it won't languish on the market for months. And we had one case. It was up to a full year. Somebody's home sat on the market. Imagine. Now, you can sell your home and stay your home up to a full year. But that's a program that Vinny will answer your questions about that. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Ellis. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors every Saturday morning from 5 to 7 a.m. on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
.753 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Now we're looking at 795 just to make sure everything's okay. It's doing all right over in that area. And up to the north of there, that ongoing construction at Cockeys Mill Road is not there today. It looks like because of the weather, they're not working. So northbound right now, the lanes are open from Cockeys Mill Road up to the ramp at 140. But oh man, on the Beltway, a lot of problems still there. The wreck earlier was on the inner loop north of Liberty Road. Still slow. Looks like some of the lanes are back open. The outer loop 795 to Frederick Road, the inner loop through Greenspring, the Parkville side, and big, big, big delays southbound, half an hour or more, maybe 45 minutes as you're traveling south through both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, we're taking a look at cloudy skies, scattered showers in the area this morning, then a gradual clearing this afternoon, a high around 62 degrees. Overnight, mostly clear, low 39 for tomorrow. Even chillier than today, 55 for the high, and rain is likely actually through Thanksgiving. Aberdeen, 48 degrees right now. Downtown Baltimore is 54 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. While the attacks continue, one by one, the political left targets a Trump nominee and decides they are totally unfit for office. The latest, of course, is Tulsi Gabbard. Tammy Duckworth, they are both military, both, you know, retired military, but Duckworth says that, Tulsi is not qualified to be the job she wants.
I think she's compromised. I think by going to Syria and basically backing brutal dictator there. Russian-controlled media called her a Russian asset. So I do think that we have a real deep concern whether or not she's a compromised person. And frankly, the U.S. intelligence community has identified her as having troubling relationships with America's foes. And so my worry is that she couldn't pass a background check.
Yeah, and here's the problem with that. She's already passed a background check. She already has a security clearance, and so there's no doubt that she's capable and qualified to do the job. This is a straw man. They're throwing this up with hopes that people will say, oh, okay, let's do that. Ooh, look, the shiny penny. Duckworth is yet another swamp creature who doesn't want any changes that would endanger her position and the potential for her expanding her job. Another individual, John Brennan, remember that swamp creature? He says, oh, no, no. Can't have Tulsi. She's a Putin apologist.
I think there's so much uncertainty about what Ms. Gabbard would bring to the job. I mean, she has been an apologist for Vladimir Putin, Bashar Assad. So many of her substantive comments, as well as previous actions, have called into question whether or not she has a good understanding of global politics and the U.S. role there.
Oh, wow. Okay, so let's unpack that one for just a moment. Some of her previous actions, what would those be, sir? I mean, these are these kind of broad stroke kinds of things they say because they don't figure anybody's going to actually challenge them on it. Exactly what did she do, sir? Was it the service she gave to this country that she's actually achieved officer rank while serving in the military? What is it she's done that indicates somehow that she is a Putin apologist? Oh, I see. She has questions about whether or not we should be everywhere in the world with our troops. Which means, by definition, she's a Putin apologist. This slime is just amazing, Sean. After Tulsi, look, they'll figure somebody else to go after. They're going to go with one after one. Pam Bondi, I think, is going to be the next one. They're going to attack Pam Bondi after Tulsi Gabbard. If they figure, oh, look, if it works on Tulsi, they're going to keep doing it. If it fails in Tulsi, they're going to shift gears and move on to somebody else.
I do like Pam Bondi. I don't like, as I said, she has issues with the Trayvon Martin case, which was years ago. But the biggest thing is in the red flag laws, where she has thrown the Constitution into the wind over the red flag laws. Because we've discussed that before. Your rights are being thrown right out the window when you're judged guilty before you even have had a hearing, before a judge.
David Brooks, who is a lefty, he says that all of these nominees, and nobody's qualified for David Brooks, he says they're all anti-institutionalists, which I guess is a bad thing. It is if the institution is not corrupt. I would argue that many of the institutions in our federal government are indeed corrupt, but here's David Brooks. So,
these are anti-institutionalists. That's the theme of the group of people, and so many of them have scandals because they are outside the pale of polite society. When you pick somebody who has a sex scandal or a financial scandal, they are totally on your side because they have no other route to a career in their lives. So they are going to be total Trump loyalists, and their mission is to disrupt the institutions.
Yeah, well, that is their mission.
That is, right, because the institutions have disrupted America.
Yeah.
They have corrupted America. And when you're America first and you're a MAGA warrior, your job is the government. Remember, it's we are the people, the consent of the governed. And we are no longer giving you our consent to run roughshod over this country, to sell us out. And to run our country into debt that is unsustainable.
You know, it's as Lincoln said in his Gettysburg Address, this is a government of the people, by the people, for the people.
Emphasis on people.
On people. And the shall not perish from this. Look, the idea somehow that wanting the people to have a greater role in their own governance is classic small government conservatism. And, of course, the liberals just hate that stuff.
Coming up next, should the taxpayers of Frederick County pay for the legal fees of illegal aliens about to be deported?
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump team celebrating a big legal win for the president-elect.
A federal judge dismissed the federal criminal case against Trump of attempting to overturn his 2020 election defeat. The dismissal came after prosecutors moved to drop that prosecution, as well as the classified documents case against the president-elect. They pointed to Justice Department policy that protects sitting presidents from prosecution. A Trump spokesman called it a major victory for the rule of law. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Mr. Trump plans to slap 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico, as well as an additional 10% on Chinese imports. He says those trading partners not doing enough to stem the flow of deadly drugs and illegal aliens into the U.S. Some 80 million Americans are, or will soon be, heading out for the holiday.
The TSA expects to screen some 18.3 million people at U.S. airports between today and next Monday as Americans travel to their Thanksgiving destinations. The FAA warns that there may be some travel delays because of an ongoing shortage of air traffic controllers, but most holiday travelers are getting there by car. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning in Sierra Nevada that's expected to last through today, and forecasters say the East Coast will be the most impacted on Thanksgiving and Black Friday, with snowfall possible in parts of New Hampshire, northern Maine, and the Adirondacks. by Donna Water.
So far, 31 flight cancellations today, according to FlightAware.com. A plan for a 60-day ceasefire with Hezbollah in Lebanon to be considered later today by Israel's cabinet. In the meantime, the two sides continue exchanging fire. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 51 points. NASDAQ futures up 68. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Now we're 65 or older, you know this, inflation is hitting everyone hard right now, especially when it comes to healthcare. Over the last 10 years, healthcare costs have skyrocketed by, get this, 230%. If you have Medicare Parts A and B, you know there are still out-of-pocket expenses like deductibles and co-payments, and they really add up. But here's some good news. MediShare 65 Plus is designed to fill in those gaps and help protect you from rising healthcare costs. At only $99 per month up to age 75, you get peace of mind at a price you can afford. And MediShare is trusted, too. It's been around 30 years. It's not some big impersonal thing. It's a community of people helping each other, business owners, pastors, retirees. People love it. MediShare 65 Plus just makes sense. To learn more, give them a call. They're great to talk to. They'll offer to pray with you each time you call, too. Call now. 855-PSALM-32. That's 855-PSALM-32. 855-PSALM-32.
803 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
JFX, at least not too bad right now. Ruxton Road down through the city-county line, at least the heavy rain has moved away, so the pace is not bad, but the Beltway is crawling on the Parkville side at Hartford Road, the inner loop towards Green Spring, and the west side where we had a number of problems earlier, still slow, coming up from Route 40 all the way up through Liberty Road, finally getting better towards 795. There was a wreck in that area, and then the outer loop is backed up, and that's still sitting there, basically, from 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. At least the good news is the heavy rain had started to move away from the area, but that's a big delay through there. The southwest side of the Beltway still looks okay right here at the BW Parkway. At one point, there was a minor wreck, outer loop at 702. That's gone. Both the tunnels still have major backups with the lanes open, but very slow, southbound 95 and also on 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cold front pushing through today will bring in a little bit of rain. Now we are going to be seeing these showers in the early going. Cloudy skies early and then gradual clearing. We'll get up to 62. Now for tonight, mostly clear. The overnight low 39 degrees. For our Wednesday, increasing clouds, high 55. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 48 degrees. Ellicott City has 50 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. These headlines being brought to you by Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. Call Dr. Laser today, 410-356-7799, or send a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. Maryland House Minority Leader Jason Bacall has entered a plea after being charged with a DUI in Cumberland traffic after a Cumberland traffic stop. Bacall entered an Alford plea, acknowledging there's enough evidence for a conviction. However, he did not admit guilt. One person dead after a three-alarm fire in Baltimore's Greektown neighborhood. Fire broke out at around 5 o'clock Monday evening, the 300 block of South Newkirk Street, spreading to three other homes, leaving seven others with smoke and water damage. City, state, and federal officials say Operation Tornado Alley led to 38 arrests and the recovery of drugs, guns, and cash in Baltimore. The four criminal organizations that were taken down operated at the following locations: the 2,000 block of West Pratt, 500 block of Millington, 1,700 block of Lemon, and the 2800 block of Edmondson Avenue. City police investigating the South Baltimore shooting. Officers were called to a home in the 1100 block of Scott Street around 5:30 Monday evening, where they found a 53-year-old man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. Taken to the hospital, he is in stable condition. It's 8:05. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 260, pick 4, 0184. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
WCBM Baltimore.
I am Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple of years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And it was the turning point in the game, as with less than 2 minutes to play in the first half and trailing 10-7, Baltimore faced a 4th-and-1 from its own 19-yard line.
The offense stays out there. They snap it, and Andrews took the snap, and it looked like he got it.
Just barely, but Joe Buck with the call on ESPN, and wow, he would have never heard the end of it had that call not worked out. But indeed it did, and it resulted in this.
Good protection, aired out, Bateman downfield, and he has got it for the touchdown.
A 40-yarder from Lamar to Rashad Bateman, that was the score that put the Ravens ahead, and they would never look back. 30-23 was the final. After the game, Coach Harbaugh was asked about the decision.
Outside is to give him the ball at the 16-yard line, you know, that's the downside. And but the upside, or the thought, is that I really thought we could get it. You know, I thought Mark could get it with the quarterback sneak.
In fact, three times in all, Harbaugh would call for that fourth down play, and three times the Ravens would convert keys in the game last night against the L.A. Chargers. Sets up a big matchup this Sunday at 4:25 when the Philadelphia Eagles come to town. It's the number one rusher in the league, Saquon Barkley, against the number two rusher in the league, the King, Derrick Henry. That game, 4:25 at the Bank. Orioles coaching staff news yesterday. Robinson Chirinos has been named bench coach, and Buck Britton is now a major league coach, and it's a mess in Tampa Bay. The city has until Sunday to approve the repair on the roof at the Trop. The estimated cost, listen to this, $1.2 billion with a B dollars to repair that roof at the Trop. There is no way that they're going to do that for that stadium, and so the future in Tampa is bleak in terms of baseball because they've already rejected the money that they wanted to spend for that new stadium in St. Petersburg. Coming up at 8:35, the volleyball saga continues in the Mountain West. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM. In Hartford County, join the conversation, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Your top stories coming up in this hour.
Tom Holman says to those sanctuary cities and states, you want to stand in the way? Fine.
For those mayors and those governors who say they're going to stop me from, stop ICE from doing their job, stop me from doing this job, listen to the Lake and Riley tape.
8:35 this morning, former Navy JAG officer Don Brown will join us to talk about the Jack Smith dismissal and how our entire justice system has become politicized and weaponized over the last 30 years. Top story here, though, Frederick County Executive, or rather the Frederick Mayor, his plan right now is not to cooperate with ICE here in the state of Maryland.
We refuse to aid and abet outside agencies attempting to detain, deport, or remove any residents from our community.
That's Frederick Mayor Michael O'Connor, and he's pledging to carve out space in his local budget for a legal advocacy fund. And as Trump promises to carry out these mass deportations, this fund would use the tax dollars of Frederick County residents to pay illegal aliens attorney fees.
Ensuring they have the legal support they need to stand strong and remain in this community they have chosen to call home.
Really?
O'Connor.
It's just amazing.
It is.
Just amazing.
O'Connor says his intention is to allocate the money to organizations already providing similar legal services, helping them expand the number of people they're able to support. He's not quite sure the exact dollar amount that he's going to set aside, but he is going to set something aside. And he sent out a statement, this fund will provide resources to community partners for Frederick residents who may be harmed by policies from the new administration, ensuring they have the legal support they need to stand strong, remain in this community that they have chosen to call home.
Money is fungible, right? $1 functions as another dollar. So he's going to take dollars from where? From what? Schools, construction, roads, police department? Where's the money going to come from? Or are the citizens of Frederick County so happy that their tax dollars are going to be used to sustain the lives and the livelihoods of illegal citizens in their county?
Yeah, the people who broke into our country, who violated the laws of the United States of America, and that in and of itself is a misdemeanor. But this also includes those that have engaged in criminal activity. He's going to, that legal defense fund is not going to discriminate between less legal offenders and the more horrific legal offenders. So all of that money is now going to go towards keeping illegal aliens who have no business being in this country in Frederick County.
So there you go, citizens of Frederick County. When you find out that the teachers at your local school have to dip into their own pockets to pay for supplies, or that the heat isn't quite what it could be, or the air conditioning isn't quite what it could be in local schools, don't worry about it because it's all good, you know. Those dollars went to help illegals instead. Happy about that? Wow. 813 Talk Radio. I'm sorry. 813 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the Threes Minor Rant. Chuck Whitaker.
I've been known to do that.
Wow. I mean, what a jackass. I'm sorry. That's just a jackass.
Absolutely. I would say something worse, but I get bleeped. I haven't been bleeped for a long time, Miss Casey.
We can do it anytime you want.
Okay, baby.
baby.
Who loves you? Northbound I-97 has a problem now. The wreck is between Benfield and New Cut Road, and we're looking at the northbound side. All three lanes are moving, but it's slow coming up from the ramp there, back all the way back at Route 3 and Route 32. And then the southbound side, just looking at the camera there, they're looking at it. So as you're crossing over New Cut Road, there's a backup there as well. So anybody now between Route 100 and down at the ramp at Route 3 on I-97, that's the reason for the slowing. It looks like a lot of the traffic is getting by, which would indicate the vehicles may be off the roadway. I think the new wreck now, Perry Hall, is going to be very close to Joppa Road at Silver Spring. So if you're on the northeast side, heads up for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, it's going to be an interesting stretch of weather here over the Thanksgiving holiday today. Cloudy, scattered showers to start off the day, and then gradual clearing this afternoon, 62. Clearing 39 tonight, cloudy 55 tomorrow, Wednesday evening into Thanksgiving Day. Rain is expected as a cold front moves through. It's going to drop temperatures significantly for the weekend. And right now, we're looking at it is raining at 52 in Glen Burnie and 52 light rain in Baltimore City. Let's head over to the Democrat clown EV and see who emerges today.
Gentlemen, it's 8:15. Back in the day, and it could exist still in your family, you could have husbands and wives disagree come election time, and they would joke gently about canceling each other's votes out. Remember, Les Consalvi used to talk about that with his spouse all the time. And, you know, there have been times where I know that perhaps you and your spouse voted differently. Well, apparently those days are went. So here is now the new standard being set by the political left.
Not sure why no one understands how I feel. You guys know that my husband turned Republican this term. I don't know why. I threw his ass out of the House. I have to do more. I don't want to shave my head because that's going to hurt him. I'm going to look ugly. So I'm not doing that. I think I'm going to sleep with his friends. I think that's the only way. I think sleeping with his friends will do. What do you guys think? His liberal friends.
Yeah, I think you're twisted, actually. I think the idea of throwing your husband out of the House because you disagree with him politically on one presidential election is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And I think you need therapy.
I was going to say, there are deep-rooted problems wow. there. This isn't just about the election. There's something else going on there. But again, this is the, remember the Me Too movement?
Yep.
This is the Me One movement. It's like they're looking for some publicity. This is a vanity thing. They want to be stars. They want to have their 15 minutes of fame. And she just got it.
Yeah, and by the way, for all of those of you guys who happen to be her neighbor, unless you're a liberal, stay away from the House. But apparently, if you are, ollie ollie oxen free, as it were. 8:17 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So, Denver Mayor Mike Johnson has declared his willingness to defy federal law and face jail time to protect illegal aliens, including those with criminal records. So we have the Frederick mayor. Now we have the Denver mayor. Johnson is doubling down on his sanctuary city agenda, openly encouraging protest and even civil disobedience. In fact, recently called for he wants to make Denver a fortress of resistance. Denver's my birthplace, by the way. And his strategy includes, listen to this, mobilizing Denver police officers and thousands of residents to form human barricades to block federal authorities from carrying out deportations. Quote, more than us having DPD stationed at the county line to keep them out, you can have 50,000 Denverites there. It's like the Tiananmen Square moment with the rose and the gun, right? You'd have every one of these Highland moms who come out for the migrants, and you don't want to mess with them, end of quote. He later backpedaled and said he shouldn't have used that image, given another chance. However, the underlying message remains the same. And here he was asked by a reporter whether or not he was ready to stand up and stand for his principles regarding actual jail time.
Trump's new border czar, Tom Homan, has said that he is willing to arrest leaders like yourself for standing in the way of these policies that they want to enact. Would you be willing to go to jail for these things?
Yeah, I'm not afraid of that. And I'm also not seeking that. I think the goal is we want to be able to negotiate with reasonable people how to solve hard problems.
Reasonable. That's not reasonable. In fact, Senator Rand Paul says this might be insurrection.
But the mayor of Denver, if he's going to resist federal law, which there's a long-standing history of the supremacy of federal law, if he's going to resist that, it will go all the way to the Supreme Court. And I would suspect that he would be removed from office. I don't know whether or not there'd be a criminal prosecution for someone resisting federal law, but he will lose. And people need to realize that what he is offering is a form of insurrection where the states resist the federal government. Most people objected to that and rejected that long ago. So I think the mayor of Denver is on the wrong side of history, and really I think will face legal ramifications if he doesn't obey the federal law.
Yeah, well, you think about it, Sean. Way back in the day, there was the Whiskey Rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since this is now in Denver, in Colorado, I guess this would be the Marijuana Rebellion. This is taking place out there.
Yeah, it could be that he's a stoner. I mean, that would explain a lot of things. But that being said, if you aid and abet in the act of
criminal activity,
that is criminal activity in the act of harboring a fugitive.
Again, that's criminal activity.
That's criminal activity. If you interfere with a federal law enforcement officer's ability to do his job,
that's criminal activity.
Yeah, all of it's criminal activity, and that's why he knows that he might end up going to jail, and that might even be worse. So, Rand Paul dropping the hammer. Coming up next, a heart-wrenching story about a 2-year-old girl found at our southern border by the Texas authorities. 2 years old, no parents, by herself. It's 8:20, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buying as is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg attempts to defend $8 billion for 8 EV charging stations.
All right, now you listen to me, boy. You can take this as a warning or a piece of advice any way you want it. You and your friends keep on playing punk gangsters, and we're going to land on you hard. You understand?
The Fed blew nearly $300 million to censor you, and stand-up comedy may have helped elect Donald Trump.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I don't know if you saw the video of a doctor, nurse, caregiver, Jill. And Jill, the other day at the, I think it was the Christmas tree thing.
Yeah.
She brought Joe Biden to tears, calling him her hero, and that his administration, his presidency, has been absolutely breathtaking. And I would agree. It took the breath of Rachel Morin, of Lakin Riley,
dozens of
Jocelyn Nangaray, and the 13 dead in the botched withdrawal of Afghanistan. Others in Afghanistan that were put in harm's way with that botched withdrawal, and with what happened with his falling asleep with the switch with Russia and Ukraine.
Yeah.
How many tens, if not hundreds of thousands, have died as a result of Joe Biden's incompetence and ignorance? So, yeah, she's right. It has been breathtaking, but for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, precisely. 823, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
So very long delays, and again, some folks traveling today, of course, so the long holiday weekend right around the corner here. So 95 carries a lot of traffic coming down from the northeast. They're stuck in a backup trying to get through the Fort McHenry tunnel, tail end of that backup, and then to get through the tunnel just right there is still 35 to 40 minutes. And then I'm looking at the traffic, 95 Russell Street, 395, trying to eventually get out to the Beltway on the southwest side, and that's also still crawling. So basically, you're backed up from Rosedale through the tunnel on 95 all the way out through the Beltway on the southwest side. If you're traveling from out of state, you're coming through 45 minutes at least just to get through there. And then we've had rain, so 95 down to the Capitol Beltway still slow. 895 is still backed up from well before Pulaski Highway moving south. Northbound I-97 and southbound I-97, a little bit slow yet from a wreck in the area at Benfield Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And the Weather Channel for today, cloudy, scattered showers throughout the morning, and maybe gradual clearing this afternoon right now. Light rain 52 in Dundalk, cloudy 51 in Reisterstown. And besides the breathtaking of our women, our sisters, our mothers, our daughters and granddaughters at the hands of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's radical open borders brazenness, the latest is that a 2-year-old illegal alien girl was found at the U.S. border on Sunday, clutching a piece of paper with just a first name and phone number on it, becoming the latest heart-rending symbol, I should say, of the Biden regime's abject failure to protect even the most vulnerable and people seeking asylum in this country. The child is from El Salvador, clad in a bright pink jacket, was among a group of more than 200 illegals, including 60 unaccompanied minors, detained after crossing the border into Maverick County, Texas. Now, why do we know this? Because they were apprehended by Texas authorities. See, Border Patrol, we don't get the, because they're not allowed to share it with us. They just get shuffled along. And if you want to follow muckraker.com, it's a great, they go and they follow these companies, these NGOs, who have, they traffic in children. They get the children, unaccompanied minors, at the border, and then they put them with sponsors. You know what the requirements are to be a sponsor?
You're breathing.
You have to be 18 years of age or older, basically. It's not. There's not much. And so these girls are trafficked, and some of them, teenagers, have been pulled out of strip clubs in southern states.
Yeah.
They've been pulled out of sex cartel rings and prostitution rings.
There was a story that we had earlier, I think it was yesterday, as a matter of fact, of a young girl, 16 years old, living with four guys, no room to her own. And they were, I guess, trafficking her, prostituting her out while she was there. I mean, what the heck? You know, I got to pay for a rent. Yeah. I mean, this is disgusting stuff.
325,000 children have gone missing. I mean, think about that. Remember, they got all upset, AOC and the left and the media got upset about children in cages, which Trump didn't start. Obama started it. Trump just kept it in place. They were beside themselves. Every day there was some report about children in cages. Well, now they could care less. Now they could care less about these 325,000 missing children. Javier Becerra, the outgoing idiot at HHS, had this to say about the fact that they've lost contact with over 300,000 migrant children.
Would you change anything that you've done in the last 4 years with 320,000 children unaccounted for by your administration?
We work tirelessly to strengthen and improve the program of the UC, the unaccompanied children that come before us. And we work really hard to make sure we first and foremost protect the safety and the well-being of those kids. Every day is a challenge, and we do the best we can.
Wow. Okay. That is HHS Secretary Javier Becerra.
Yeah, that is a brazen lie. That is a brazen lie. To sit up there in front of Congress and lie through your teeth, they work tirelessly. No, they don't.
No.
They make every effort. No, they don't. They are aiding and abetting the world's number one sex trafficking organization and destination in the world is the United States government. And that should make you sick. It makes me sick that my own government would do this to children. I don't care if they're legal or illegal. They're God's children. And we're not doing anything about it. Now, we're going to do something about it. Tom Homan's going to do something about it. He's going to the border today to visit. He's going to do something about it when Trump is in 55 days, when Trump is inaugurated. There's going to, and again, I want accountability on the crimes that have been committed by Alejandro Mayorkas, by Javier Becerra, and the rest of these people that have trafficked in children.
Yeah. And for those who say, well, I didn't say anything, well, silence is consent. And if you stood aside and watched this illegality take place, knowing it was taking place and knowing it was illegal, then you are an accessory before the fact. And if you find out after the fact, fine, you're an accessory after the fact, and you should be prosecuted for that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we always heard from Pelosi and others, it's, you know, when they put the CHIPS Act in, when they do all this legislation, they basically gaslight us and say, it's for the children. We're Democrats. We love children. It's for the children. We have to mutilate their bodies so they can be in the gender that they want to be. We have to sex traffic them so that 325,000 children go missing. So I'm sorry. There are good Democrats out there. They're turning their head. They're turning a blind eye to the crimes being committed by their own party. So that's why so many Democrats like Robert F. Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard and others are leaving, because they can't stand the stench. 8:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Authorities have said that law enforcement recovered more than 7 kilos of cocaine, 3 kilos of a fentanyl heroin mixture, 110 pounds of cannabis, about 70 guns, nearly $400,000 in cash from the Operation Tornado Alley, which took down 4 street gangs just yesterday. Those implicated in the case are between the ages of 16 and 60. They face charges that include drug possession, carjacking, and conspiracy to commit murder. City police investigating a South Baltimore shooting. Officers called to a home in the 1100 block of Scott Street at about 5:30 yesterday evening, where they found a 53-year-old man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. Victim was taken to a hospital. He is in stable condition. Digital Harbor High School closed yesterday after a weekend break-in and vandalism caused extensive damage to several classrooms and common areas. Damage to the school included dozens of broken windows, broken doors. Repairs began yesterday. Investigators believe the break-in happened around 9:30 Sunday night. Anyone with information about the vandalism should please call school police. Maryland House Minority Leader Jason Bakel has entered a plea after being charged with a DUI in a Cumberland traffic stop. Bakel entered an Alford plea, which acknowledges there's enough evidence for a conviction, but with no admission of guilt. One person dead after a three-alarm fire in Baltimore's Greektown neighborhood. Fire broke out around 5 o'clock Monday evening. The 300 block of South Newkirk Street, spreading to three other homes and leaving seven others with smoke and water damage. More than 100 firefighters responded to the blaze, and the cause remains under investigation. Red Cross, of course, is assisting those residents whose homes were affected by the fire. 8:32 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes is next.
For many of you, the past few years have been rough. Inflation high, interest rates spiraling, prices on groceries, utilities, medical costs, and insurance rates skyrocketing, forcing many to hold tight on their spending. Hi, Frank Luber here. Tim Munson, president of AES Builder and Home Improvements, understands your situation, but has some very good news for you. If you've been putting off that new bathroom, kitchen, additional remodeling, but there are some necessary projects that must be done first, AES is here to help you get through these difficult times. Right now, AES Builder and Home Improvements is offering several financing options to make it easier to get that project done, no matter how big or small. With AES, you can feel secure knowing they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 5-year free labor warranty. And as always, when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call them today at 1-800-787-SAVE or online at aeshome.us.
Pick three, lottery number 260. Your pick 40184. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County. Two right lanes, outer loop at Kenilworth Avenue. Anything there at all would back us up very quickly back towards 214 and through there. And then, of course, the inner loop can see it. So that will back up over towards College Park, which in turn will back up 95 and the parkway for the traffic in that area. I-97, that wreck is on the shoulder northbound at Benfield. Still slow there. The southbound side was looking at it. We had all the normal slowing on the Beltway. That's still there. Parkville, Interloop at Pikesville, the west side, really on both sides of the Beltway as you're coming up between Route 40 and 795. JFX has been okay. We're still hurting. There's a lot of delays still continuing southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cold front pushing through today will bring in a little bit of rain. Now we are going to be seeing these showers in the early going. Cloudy skies early and then gradual clearing. We'll get up to 62. Now for tonight, mostly clear. The overnight low 39 degrees. For our Wednesday, increasing clouds, high 55. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Topping off a dessert or swirling it onto hot cocoa, Ready Whip is here to whip up some holiday cheer. Ready Whip is made with real cream, so pick up a can or two. Ready Whip.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. The Ravens needed a win last night, and they got it. 30-23 over the L.A. Chargers. Derrick Henry ran for 140. Rashad Bateman with an acrobatic 40-yard touchdown catch. And Justice Hill finished it off with a career-high 51-yard touchdown run as Baltimore inserted themselves back into the thick of it in the AFC North. Reaction after the game, first from John Harbaugh.
This is a big win for our guys. I'm proud of our guys. I'm proud of the way they came out and responded. You know, after the first 10 points, we're down 10 to nothing, and our guys step up.
Here's John's brother Jim, who's now lost three in a row to John.
They played better football than we did tonight, but more importantly, we know what kind of team we are and what we're capable of, and regroup.
Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton, who wore the green dot last night, happy for his coach.
You know, it's a blessing to be in this game and be able to say I won this game and, you know, win that for Arbs. But, yeah, he's going to have that bragging right for the foreseeable future until we play them again.
The king on the offense putting up 30 points against L.A.
I still think they're a solid defense from top to bottom. They did a great job today. I know we were the better team, but still respect to those guys. They played hard. They played physical. And, you know, I think they'll still be in the playoff picture.
And finally, Mark Andrews, who had a touchdown catch on the king.
It's huge. You know, if we can get Derek going, it feeds off everything else. And he's so talented. And, you know, our line is playing incredibly well. And for us to be able to get the run game going and get him, you know, kind of rolling was awesome for us.
212 total rushing yards last night for Baltimore. The win leaves the Ravens just a half game back of the Steelers in the North. Philly and their seven-game winning streak comes to Baltimore next week, and Pittsburgh will travel to Cincinnati. Orioles news, the team non-tendered right-hand reliever Jacob Webb at the deadline, meaning that he is a free agent, can sign with any team. So now, neither Webb nor Danny Coulomb will be in the Orioles' bullpen next year. On the ice last night, Logan Thompson, 20 saves in Sunrise, Florida, as the Caps beat the Panthers 4-1. On the hardwood yesterday, UMBC beats Howard University 95-77. It was Bryce Johnson with a game-high 28 points. High school football, big news out of Dunbar. Their offensive lineman Joshua Blackston has made Baltimore City Public Schools history as the first Baltimore student-athlete to be named to the Under Armour All-American football team. Blackston will represent Dunbar and the city of Baltimore in the Under Armour All-American game on Wednesday, January 3rd in Orlando. Congratulations. 8:37 is our time. When we return, the plot thickens in the Mountain West.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Real quick on this, U.S. District Judge S. Cato Cruz has denied a motion filed by 12 plaintiffs against the Mountain West that would have rendered one of the San Jose State players ineligible. We're talking about the transgender athlete, Blair Fleming. I just want to be clear on this. The suit was brought by her teammate,
right,
Brooke Slusser. The team doesn't want her to play, but the judge said she can play.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the update on that. 8:38, joining us on our Newsmaker Hotline is a former U.S. Navy Judge Advocate General Officer Don Brown, Special Assistant U.S. Attorney. He's a national best-selling author. He represented Army Lieutenant Cliff Lawrence, leading to a presidential pardon by President Trump after a wrongful conviction under a restrictive ROE. As a military historian, he investigated the shoot-down of SEAL Team 6 in Extortion 17, inspiring the docudrama movie Fallen Angel. Don joins us here. Thank you, sir, for your service to the country. Don, appreciate that. And I wanted to get your reaction. And by the way, the new book out is Kangaroo Court, How Dirty Prosecutors and Sleazy Lawyers Destroy Political Opponents, Attack Free Speech, and Subvert the Constitution. Let's talk about Jack Smith. He dismisses the charges without prejudice. What is Jack Smith up to, Don?
Sean and Bruce, first off, thanks for having me. Happy Thanksgiving. The demise of the charges in Jack Smith's two cases, one in Florida and the other in D.C. before Judge Shutkin, I predicted in my book, which just released a week before the election. He's up to a couple of things. First of all, his cases were doomed by a couple of Supreme Court cases, but primarily Trump v. United States on two fronts. One, of course, SCOTUS in that case ruled that extended presidential immunity to criminal cases, having already established it in civil cases, under the Fitzgerald v. Nixon case. But it was the dissenting opinion from Justice Thomas that's gotten Jack Smith worried. Thomas said, listen, I concur with my colleagues, but I also know that there does not appear to be a statute authorizing Smith's appointment. And Thomas gave the opinion that this appointment was unconstitutional, illegal, in violation of the Appointments Clause. And Judge Cannon, down in Florida, picked up on that, dismissed it. Now, here is why we're seeing Jack Smith scramble to get out of town. First of all, if he waits for Trump to fire him in January, he runs the risk that the 11th Circuit, and he appealed Judge Cannon's opinion to throw the case out, and they don't want, the Justice Department does not want a United States Circuit Court of Appeals affirming Judge Cannon that this appointment is illegal, because you see, there's a downward draft from that if it happens, and his name is Robert Mueller.
Yeah.
See, yes, Jack Smith was appointed illegally, but then so was Robert Mueller, and when you look at the Mueller appointment, we have a number of prosecutions that spawned under his cancerous kangaroo court type of witch hunt, including Roger Stone, you know, Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, and the list goes on and on. So they are trying to cover their bases to protect a larger flood here that could wipe out a lot of these corrupt prosecutions that started all the way back soon after President Trump was in office under this fake Russiagate investigation. So there is a two-edged advantage to him here. He has two motives. He doesn't want Trump to fire him, but they want to cover their tracks so that we don't have the 11th Circuit with a ruling that, in fact, this is an unconstitutional appointment. I mentioned this in my book, Kangaroo Court, as well. And I also had an op-ed come out a couple of weeks ago in The Federalist on this very point, but that's what he's trying to do, in my opinion.
Okay, real quickly, if you might, there is some question, now that he's dismissed it, but not with prejudice, but without prejudice, that he would try to bring this case back 4 years from now. Does not a statute of limitations apply? Usually it's a five-year statute. Wouldn't it be out of the statute?
It should be. It certainly should be. And Judge Chutkan, who I've been before in defending a couple of J6 kids, has the president's case in D.C., and it was dismissed without prejudice, as you pointed out. But statute of limitations or not, the case is dead, because there is presidential immunity, and the president was president of the United States. And if you read, the majority opinion in Trump versus the United States, he has immunity for anything basically directly into the Constitution or acts within the periphery, which the court says is speech. So everything he said, go to the Capitol, but go peacefully and patriotically, this is all speech, and there's no way that this case is going to survive with or without a statute of limitations. But yes, they've cleverly attempted to leave it open by the dismissing without prejudice. But these prosecutors, we've got to find a way to prosecute them. I'm arguing this in Kangaroo Court. We need pro-prosecutor laws, because these political prosecutions, gentlemen, are a direct attack against the United States Constitution on multiple fronts. These prosecutors need to be held to bear themselves. They will see some investigations open up just as soon as January 21st arrives.
Yeah, show me the man, yeah. I'll show you the crime.
Exactly.
Yep.
But Don writes in his book, Kangaroo Court, and you should pick it up and read it. It is excellent how dirty prosecutors and sleazy lawyers destroy political opponents, attack free speech, and subvert the Constitution. This has been going on for, 30 years, Don?
Yeah, my book covers that. The Trump cases bring it to light, and the last third of the book deals with the Trump cases. But really, you go all the way back, and we look at a number of cases in thumbnail fashion. The Ted Stevens case, the guy was prosecuted. That case got, he was a senator from Alaska, thrown out. The prosecutor then committed suicide because the case was dismissed, thrown out because of prosecutorial corruption. They went after the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, prosecuted him simply because he vetoed a bill, a line item veto, which he's allowed to do under Texas Constitution. But the Democrats did not like that. The governor of Virginia, Bob McDonnell, just one state south of you guys, you know, reversed 8-0 by the Supreme Court. Same Jack Smith, after the governor had to spend $27 million on a bill. They're going after ordinary Americans, too.
Thank you.
Pro-life fathers, Paul Bonilla.
All right. Yeah. Former Navy JAG officer Don Brown, thanks for running out of time. But thanks, Don.
Thanks, Don.
Great book. Appreciate you coming on.
8:43, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
I-97 northbound is still slow. They were coming up to a wreck, and they were looking at it, apparently off to the side, but they're still seeing it. So if you're coming up from Gambrills, you're coming up from Route 32 on I-97 north, that's the reason for the backup. The southbound traffic that was slow at New Cut Road has now improved, and it looks like that's going to be okay. Nothing major on the Beltway, but boy, we are still jammed up for that traffic moving in and around the Beltway. So all that late slowing is still there on the Parkville side, coming down through the ramps at Green Spring and over on the west side. And that's been just a mess pretty much all morning long for that traffic coming up to the inner loop towards Liberty from an earlier wreck. The outer loop is still 795, and those backups are still there. City-county line as you're coming south into both the harbor tunnels right now with that, not counting everything else going on, 35 to 40-minute delays coming through the city, especially on 95 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather. weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast: cloudy, scattered showers this morning, gradual clearing this afternoon. Right now, we've got some light rain still falling in the area. It's 54 in Stevensville, and it is 53 in Middle River. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
All right, a feel-good news segment. A guy in Canada named Michael Pickup, yeah, that's his name, tracked down the stranger who saved his life 56 years ago.
Wow.
18-year-old Brian Lavery was driving to the coast of Nova Scotia when he saw 2-year-old Michael floating face down in freezing cold water. So he ran in, pulled him out. Here are the two talking about meeting up again so many years later.
I just saw these little arms and legs going. It was traumatic because I was afraid that when he stopped moving, that something terrible had happened. He let out a big blast of air. You know, it was a gift.
Okay, had it not been for this guy, I'd be dead. I wouldn't be here today. It was like we had known each other without knowing each other.
It was moving.
Yeah, it was really quite lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just an amazing story, and it's
marvelous.
Yeah, it's awesome. Wonder they found each other again. So, 55 days to go until Trump is inaugurated, and then we get rid of the Biden-Harris regime. But the after effects is what concerned me, and we're watching with great concern what is happening in Ukraine, in that part of the world. And tomorrow we'll play for you what really is at stake in Ukraine. What they're really after, what the the United States, the European Union, and others are really after in Ukraine, and it's not Ukraine's saving their democracy and independence, folks. Believe me, it's far more nefarious.
Yeah.
But in the last 2 weeks, we've seen Joe Biden do a complete 180, a reversal on allowing U.S. missiles.
Hey, have some missiles.
Medium
have some
range
landmines.
Medium range missiles. That were heretofore, you couldn't use them inside Russia. He's signed off on that. He signed off on you can use U.S. landmines, not defensively in your own country, but you can put them on the Russian front in Ukraine as well. That is perceived as a violent act by Putin, who then sent not a nuclear warhead, but a multiple warhead hypersonic missile, which, by the way, we have nothing that can shoot that down as of yet. Yeah. That we know about.
Additionally, Putin has, this is kind of interesting, the Houthis went to Russia because they thought they were going to get a good deal in citizenship or whatever. Instead, they got sent immediately to the front lines. The North Koreans are sending troops to the front lines. He's running out of Russians willing to die for Ukraine. So we are cruising toward World War III because the globalists, God forbid, we have peace and prosperity.
Right. Well, two more late additions to this whole formula, this equation. A senior NATO official, Dutch Admiral Rob Bauer, said in Brussels yesterday that businesses must be prepared for the worst as tensions with Russia continue to escalate. Quote, if we can make sure that all crucial services are good to be delivered no matter what, then that's a key part of our deterrence. And he's talking about here is that both France and the UK are considering deploying NATO troops in Ukraine.
Well, they'd be French and British troops, not NATO troops, because we're not going to go along with that. Oh, wait, Joe Biden's president. We probably would.
Well, here's the, if any NATO country is attacked, then Article 5 says we must rise to its defense. It doesn't say where they are attacked. So if you put in NATO troops in Ukraine, not in an offensive mode, but in a defensive mode, and they are attacked, there's your Article 5.
Wow.
And worse,
they are bound to determine.
They are
war.
Worse. Biden regime and his handlers have discussed, according to published reports, giving Ukraine nuclear weapons. Now, do you think Putin is going to take a look at that and not believe that to be an aggressive act of war?
You'd have to be a dope to not believe that.
Yeah. So they're bound and determined to start World War III, and somehow we got cooler heads must prevail until Trump gets in the next 55 days. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
Listen every Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 a.m. from the internationally known St. Jude Shrine in Baltimore. St. Jude is the patron saint of despair in hopeless cases. Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive. Good piece in Town Hall. Talking about something we've been talking about during the course of the show by Janie Beth Martin. She says, President Trump's outside-the-box Department of Government efficiency hasn't even officially been established, but it's already off to a strong start. Musk and Ramaswamy have published a piece in the Wall Street Journal laying out their vision for significant changes. She says, in part, government efficiency requires that federal workers go back to work in their offices.
Yeah. Check out Joni Ernst on Substack. She's got 22 steps that saves $2 trillion. 22 steps, and it'll blow your mind. And finally, we have somebody serious about it. Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Vivek Ramaswamy. By the way, his new bombshell study out, censored by the Lancet, finally has been released. It has confirmed the high likelihood of a causal link between the jabs and death and mortality.
Correlation, causal.
Causal.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
Hey, trust the experts.
Yeah, you know? Robert Redfield. Remember him, former CDC director under Trump?
Yeah.
He's now questioning the jab purity, and he's now saying that that actually may modify your DNA. Hello?
What?
Who has been saying this, reporting this for years? Redfield says that the mRNA jab may ingrate itself into the DNA of an individual. That's not good, folks, when that happens.
No.
And remember we played the clip last week? The guy was the MIT bioscientist, engineer?
Yes, yes.
They found basically in colorectal cancer, they found the same genetic makeup in the jab. In the cancer itself.
But it's perfectly safe, folks. Get jabbed once a day, once a week. Matter of fact, every other day. 7 times on Sundays. 8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We're still backed up on the Beltway, and I think I just possibly heard another wreck here. Outer loop maybe around Lock Raven Boulevard. So a lot of stuff still going on. The roadway conditions are still wet. The west side outer loop delays are still there. And as you're working your way across from Hartford Road to Providence Road, delays there are coming through that area. And again, there may be a couple of vehicles off to the side in that area. Baltimore County just rolled up on that. Doesn't look like it's too bad right now towards Green Spring. It's a little bit slow over to the JFX. We still have delays, heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels, but at least the interchange at 95 and Russell Street 395 has gotten better for the traffic south of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but you have a long line of traffic still coming south on both 95 and 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather just says cloudy scattered showers this morning, gradual clearing this afternoon, and unfortunately it's going to be, looks like, rainy Thanksgiving and then cold for the weekend. Right now, light rain, 54 in the city, 54 in Annapolis. Kim Klasick live coming up after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Can't imagine what you're going to talk about this morning.
Oh, I know. Well, today is not so cold.
I'm excited about this. All right, so of course we're going to talk about the major drug bust in Baltimore City. It's amazing what will happen when you actually prosecute the criminals and you want them off the streets, right?
What a concept.
It's also amazing what happens when city and state officials work with the feds.
Yes, yes. And did you catch, this is what's so crazy about it, State Attorney Ivan Bates did declare that if the DEA didn't fit the bill for the wiretapping, this would have never came to fruition.
Right, because there may have maybe two or three arrests, but this was 40.
Yeah.
And over 200 priors.
Yep. And 65 weapons, some of them used in other murders. I mean, we're going to get into all the details, so hopefully people stay right there. Also, Governor Wes Moore was chased down at that press conference and asked about NPRP, and I thought it was interesting because he's been coached, obviously.
Right.
He says, I don't see this happening in the future. I don't see this transmission
adjustments.
Line.
Adjustments.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Adjustments need
adjustments.
To be made.
And then he said he's still going to sit down with the businesses instead of the residents. I still don't like the sound of that. He needs to host a town hall and allow people to talk to him directly. If you were a true leader, you would do that.
Why don't you propose that?
Yeah.
You could host it.
Yes.
You could invite Governor Moore, because I know they listen to your show.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Say he'd be more than willing to host it.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll get back to me as soon as possible.
Well, I'm still waiting for the host.
That might be one of the adjustments that he's talking about.
Maybe so. Yeah. Also, Johnny Olszewski did an interview this morning. He has confirmed he's not going to work alongside President Trump when it comes to mass deportations, which I already
figured. What a shocker.
Yeah, I already figured as much. He said, yeah, criminals should go, but in general, I think people should stay and, you know, raise their families in beautiful America. So.
Yeah. Well, the latest is five men charged with burglary with that South American theft group, the ones that hit Mahomes and Kelsey. They've now been arrested in Baltimore County.
Of course they have.
Yeah, Perry Hall, they listen to your show.
Yeah.
And they want to know when you're here so they can rob your place.
I heard they actually voted for me out there.
I'm pretty sure they're Johnny Zero voters.
Exactly. And of course, last but not least, we are going to talk about how Walmart is saying goodbye to DEI.
Wow.
Yeah, the big one.
Yeah, that's the big, big companies are saying, nah, you know what, this doesn't work. If we don't have to do it, we're sure as hell not going to do it.
Walmart started as a Made in America by Americans.
Right. Yes. Yep.
That's how he built his fortune, Sam Walton. And, of course, and they surpassed Kmart. Kmart's bankrupt. Walmart now I think they're coming back to their roots, hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Kim Klasick, I'm next.
Yeah, I belonged to the club for a while, too.
Yeah.
The Walmart Sam's Club?
Oh, Sam's Club. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I never found the golf course.
I thought you were part of the Kmart Blue Light Special Club.
Yeah, that too. Costco, Sam's Club, everything you can. All right. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Very quickly, just saw one soundbite from Tom Holman, because I think it's important to note that, yes, although Johnny Olszewski may push back, he doesn't have the push necessary to do anything.
I got death threats. My family's not even living in my home right now. So all of a sudden, the guys who want to enforce the law are the bad guys. The guys who break the law are the victims. And for those mayors and those governors who say they're going to stop me from stop ICE from doing their job, stop me from doing this job, listen to the Lake and Riley tape. Listen to the 17 minutes of this girl suffering, fighting for her life, fighting for her breath. This little girl didn't want to die. She fought like hell.
Yeah, she did. And what mayor or governor, these sanctuary people, who really wants the rampant crime that illegal criminals bring? That's a fair question to ask, and they have so far no answer to it. Hey, listen, I want to tell you about my amazing dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Lazier, Dr. Doroshenko, they've been making my smile great again for years, and they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care in the highest standards of excellence. The practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth or that snaggle tooth or discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not something weird like something from a bad B-movie, you know the ones I'm talking about, then please have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. 410-356-7799 is the phone number, or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Stay tuned tomorrow, Turkeys of the Year. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is